High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unish.
Well, good evening and welcome. High school football for 2017 is on the air. And live from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box here in Cedar Rapids, we get ready to kick things off. Class 4A non-district top 10 battle tonight, as it'll be an intra-city showdown between the number 9 rated Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie and the number 6 rated Warriors of Cedar Rapids Washington. And welcome in, everyone. Scott Unash alongside former Jefferson coach John Hegarty up here in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Jeff Moss downstairs providing our sideline reports. We'll check in with Jeff coming up here in just a little bit. John, can't believe it, 15 years, and I don't think we've had a better opener weather-wise than we have here tonight.
Yeah, and I don't ever remember both of us being up here on opening night with long pants on, and I didn't bring my fan tonight as you predicted.
Yeah, and we didn't need it. It's going to be a beautiful night. We'll find out more about that with Jeff Moss downstairs here in just a little bit. But what a game we have for the opener here tonight, as two teams that won district championships last year, John. Cedar Rapids, Washington, they were in a tri-championship situation with Waterloo West and Cedar Falls, came right down to the final night of the season, and Washington got one of the two playoff spots. Waterloo West got the other one, and Cedar Rapids Prairie, they came out of nowhere after dropping the opener to the Washington Warriors 27-14, and all Prairie did was make it into the second round, the quarterfinal round. So got two teams with a lot of holes to fill, but at least they're coming off a very good season.
And let's not forget that these two teams are currently ranked in the top 10 of the Gazette and KGYM poll, too. So, you know, you've got a couple of what I consider the blue bloods of the Eastern 4A football scene right now. And with Washington, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get an exciting offense, going to get a lot of points on the board. And with Prairie, you're going to probably get the same thing now with Mark Bliss, and who knows how they're going to line up. They're going to run the ball. They're going to throw the ball. They're going to have exotic formations. I expect to see a lot of points put on the board tonight, Scott.
High school football once again this year, proudly presented by First Federal Credit Union, and a big thanks to everybody at First Federal, Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody, the entire staff, and every day we go by, just about every day, go by their brand new building that's going up over Westdale Mall, and it's
exciting.
Great to see, and very exciting, and thank you very much to for those folks to help out with the presenting sponsorship of our high school football and basketball again this year right here on KGYM. Well, you've got two teams meeting and hooking up for the 18th time. Washington owns a 13-4 edge in this series, and Prairie has not won since 2012. When the Hawks beat the Warriors 44-6, Washington has piled up four straight wins in this series, but got a brand new man at the helm of the Warriors, Mo Blue, taking over for a longtime coach and assistant coach Paul James, and Mo's got some butterflies, I don't imagine.
Yes, and if that name is not familiar to you, then you haven't been around the Cedar Rapids, Washington scene, because there is nobody that has been Washington football over the last 25 years more than Mo Blue. He has more than earned the right to take over the reins of the Warrior program through all of his years as a player first, and then as a defensive coordinator, both for Paul James and Tony Lombardi.
And some new faces on the Washington staff, chief among them, Diedrich Ward, the former Warrior All-Stater, the former UNIer, the former NFL player, right down there in the middle of the offensive huddle. A little interesting tidbit for this Washington team we learned in our football preview shows. Co-offensive coordinators. You don't see that very often.
That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out tonight. It's been a long time since either Tony Lombardi or Paul James has not called the plays for Washington, so that might be something to keep an eye on in terms of the flow and the rhythm of the game. May take a little while for that to get established and for the rhythm for those guys to feel comfortable with.
Well, the Washington Warriors have Brian Cundy back at quarterback, and he was terrific as a junior starter last year. Threw for 1,821 yards and 19 touchdowns. A lot of his top weapons are gone, but he does have a couple of good ones back in Cade Saylor and Keon Smith-Allen. And then he's also got, oh, by the way, two Division I tackles up front with Mr. Todd and Mr. Potter.
Well, that's got to be a big comfort. Mr. Cundy came on the scene, actually, midway through his sophomore year, so he feels already very comfortable back in that quarterback role. Also, among those names that I think you're going to be calling a lot tonight, Scott, I think you're going to probably hear Haven Henningsen and then the tight end, Parks McBride, too.
Yeah, Haven Henningsen was scheduled to be the starting back a year ago, but suffered a non-football injury prior to the season and basically missed his entire junior year. He only carried the ball six times last year for the Washington Warriors and 15 yards for those six particular carries. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, they do have a quarterback coming back. He wasn't a starter last year, but he came in when Simonson got hurt toward the end of the year, and that's Dalton Rayner, 6'2", 180-pounder. But Prairie lost their two big backs in Meyer and Gansky, big shoes to fill.
Yes, those guys actually set records for Prairie football. And I know that Coach Mark Bliss is going to miss them, but he's got a stable of guys that are real solid. They're ready to take their place. Braxton Zimmerman, Keegan Simmons, you're going to hear their names called a lot tonight. And don't be surprised if there are some direct snaps to the wide receiver and do it all, man, for Prairie, Levi Usher.
Yeah, and who averaged a touchdown about almost every five carries last year.
Wow.
And what an athlete that Levi Usher is. And we got a lot of athletes out on this field here tonight for both Prairie and Washington. And the other thing, and Mo Blue talked about it, we're going to hear from both coaches coming up here on the pregame show, is that it's such a difficult preparation.
Oh, my.
Especially Mo's defensive coordinator still for this Washington team. And he said he loves to have Prairie that first game because you got about 3 months to get ready to try to stop this unique single-wing offense.
Well, we'll talk more about it as the game unfolds. But suffice to say in our pregame that you have no idea where Prairie's offense is going to line up. And if you do feel comfortable with how they're lining up, you have no idea who's going to get the ball, what direction it's going to go, because there's so much sleight of hand, so much misdirection. You got to be ready for virtually anything in week one.
Yep, and Prairie getting ready to go out of here tonight with Cedar Rapids, Washington here on the field turf at Kingston Stadium. Rayner last year, 35 of 54. 635 yards, 6 touchdowns, no picks, and a 65% completion percentage. So he was outstanding last year for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Sophomore game tonight was won by Prairie as they defeated Washington by a score of 33-6. Both these teams in the Gazette KGYM preseason 4A top 10s. Washington coming in at number 6. Prairie in a tie for ninth along with the Bettendorf Bulldogs. Some very interesting non-district matchups here tonight that we're going to talk about throughout our broadcast here on KGYM 1600 AM in Cedar Rapids. Also on the internet at KGYMradio.com and on the KGYM radio app. We're going to start things off here. We're talking with both coaches. And up first, we're going to hear from Cedar Rapids Prairie head coach Mark Bliss. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on tonight. Get his thoughts about this Prairie-Washington matchup.
We got a brand new download here.
I know.
And we will get to that here in a split second.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes...
They're opener for you, and they come and go, don't they?
They go by pretty fast, especially as you get older. This is year 29 for me and 22nd as a head coach, so it's hard to believe how fast time flies when you really reflect back on your career.
Well, how was the week of practice in preparation for this Wash game?
We had a solid week of practice. Kids did a good job, and we're focused, and we're basically injury-free, and hopefully we can go out tonight, compete, and do a good job.
It was a heck of a game last year. Now, you guys came out on the short end, but after that, you guys rallied and really set the tone for the season.
We did. Like I said, we had a nice group of kids last year that were dead set on proving that they were going to get better week in and week out, and that's sort of the mindset we're trying to take with these kids tonight, just to understand the importance of trying to get better with every play. We still got a lot of question marks. We're only having two starters back on both sides of the ball, so we hopefully tonight we'll find some answers, and then by the time we get to districts, we'll have all the pieces in place. So we're going to get a lot of kids a lot of plays tonight and sort of get some exposure for them and see where we're at.
Well, one guy that got exposure last year was quarterback Dalton Rayner, and gets his first, I guess, official start with the keys to the team, I guess.
He does. He's got the keys to the Cadillac. Hopefully he'll drive it where we need to and have some fun on the way. But he, like I said, he's done a nice job all summer and he's been committed and works hard and does a good job in the leadership role that we expect out of him. And hopefully he'll come through tonight and have a solid first game.
Well, you mentioned, I know in some of the articles before the game, you want to get the ball to Levi Usher as many times as you can. When you have somebody that special back there, you need to feed him.
Well, we do. Like I said, he's a kid that, sometimes you try to maybe think it too much and stuff, but we're going to try to do what we can to help him find a way to get the ball as much as possible and utilize his talents.
What about on the defensive side of the ball with Coach Dostal? Washington's got a lot of speed. They got a quarterback coming back as well.
Oh, absolutely. No, they got a good nucleus of kids back from, with their offensive line being anchored back by those two D1 kids they've got. So, it's very obvious we got some work to do tonight, and we're going to have to compete real well to keep up with their athletic ability. But our kids are up to the challenge. We're excited to see what happens. And Coach Dostal and them, I think, has got a good game plan in. And kids go out and execute, then I'd like to say we can give them a game and do a good job.
Usually the team that makes the fewest mistakes in that first week usually comes out on top.
Well, that's something we harped to these kids. The last 2 years we played against them, we've got 6 turnovers, and all 6 of them led to points for them. So you talk about 42 points that we've given away in reference to turnovers on our side of the field, and that's sort of been the dagger in the back. The last 2 years we've played against them, giving them good field position on a turnover, and against good teams you can't do that kind of thing. And these kids, we try to harp on that a lot this week, and hopefully they'll understand that.
That's the big key then, just don't beat yourselves?
That is very true. I think that's something we for sure this year. We're just wanting to make sure we don't beat ourselves. That's very crucial.
All right. Well, best of luck to the Hawks tonight, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother. Thanks, Scott. God bless.
Head coach for the Prairie Hawks, that is Mark Bliss, a little bit earlier on tonight. We're going to take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston Stadium with more of the pregame show, getting ready for number 6, Washington, hosting number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie, here on this Week 1 Friday night. Back after this 30-second break here on KGYM Radio.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
You are...
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as pregame continues. Cedar Rapids Prairie has won the toss, and they were going to receive, and Washington will defend the North Cole. This is head coach Mo Blue of Washington.
And Coach Mo Blue joining me here on the field. And any butterflies? You've been doing this for about 2 decades, wearing the red and blue, but not with the big hat on.
Yeah, it was a little different today. I didn't know if I wanted to throw up or what I wanted to do, but as it got closer to the end of the school day, then we get in the normal routine, it start feeling a little more normal, but it's still not normal, So, yeah, a little nervous, but just more anxious, a lot more anxious than nervous. Just want to get going and kick this thing off and see how good we are or how good we're not. It depends. It's the first game of the season. No one knows anything right now.
Well, yeah, coming in, how was practice this week? You had a scrimmage against West High last week, and what'd that tell you?
It was a heck of a team to scrimmage. They're good. And we found out some things we had to get better at. And like the coaches we talked after the scrimmage, it was a bunch of little mistakes, but we had a bunch of guys making tiny mistakes, all correctable. So, we worked hard on those this week. It was a good week of practice. The kids were focused. We got better at the things we needed to get better at. So we'll see how much better we did get.
Kids look focused out here just warming up tonight.
Yeah, Coach Sherman handles our pregame warm-up at the up at school. It's intense. I have nothing to do with it, and he gets them focused and ready to go to do the job at hand. So, if they're ready to go right now, he got them in the right mindset, then you know, we'll go over some stuff here in a little bit, you know, before the game and kick her off. Go time.
Well, two district champion teams from last year, and a good opener for the season, because you're going to find out some things too.
Yeah. And you know, Prairie, they're tough to prepare for, because you know what they do offensively is unique. And Coach Bliss, he's a good coach. He knows exactly what he's doing with it. So you know, I'm sure he's going to have wrinkles that we're not exactly prepared for. But you know, we talked to the kids all week. You know, we're going to have to overcome some adversity and, you know, keep our cool and just follow our rules. And we'll see. You know, if we can follow our rules and get lined up, that's what you do against a team like them. We just got to get lined up and read our keys, and you know, you got a chance. You know, I don't know, you know, they graduated so many guys from last year's really good group, but my guess is they probably have some more guys. They're not rebuilding, it's just a matter of reloading. So it'll be interesting to see what they have, because we're not sure exactly outside of Usher and the quarterback that started the last couple games of the season. We really don't know much about them, so, but they don't know much about us. We lost some guys too, so it should be an interesting game.
Should be an interesting game, and one thing you know, you got some good guys up front blocking for your specialty duty.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a key tonight. You know, how effective can we be up front with protecting the passer and you know, getting the line of scrimmage moved so we can run the ball. We think we got a good tailback, but we got to find out. I mean, he basically wasn't able to play last year because of an injury, so he might as well be a junior right now. But we think he's pretty good, so we're very anxious to see, you know, how good is he. You know.
What would you like to see above all tonight in this game?
You know, keep the mental errors down to a minimum. The physical errors are going to happen. And, you know, I want to see how we bounce back, you know, when stuff gets adverse, you know. Because in a football game, there's always highs and lows. I want to see how well we can fight back if we hit some lows tonight. You know, that's going to be a big thing. What kind of fight do we got? I think we got a lot, but, again, we haven't played a real game. So, you know, we'll see.
All right. Well, best of luck to the Warriors tonight.
Thank you.
You are a tech guy.
And that is the head coach of the Washington Warriors, Mo Blue, a little bit earlier on this evening. And right now we are going to rise and join the Washington Warrior High School Marching Band with tonight's national anthem. Band from the grandstands below and to the right of us with tonight's national anthem as we get closer and closer to the kickoff of this one tonight between the Warriors and the Prairie Hawks. Don't forget, after the game, all the scores and reports from the Eastern Iowa games with Jeff Downing and the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard coming your way live here at KGYM. And that will go from approximately 10 o'clock until midnight, or whenever we get done with our game here this evening, as the Prairie Hawks make their way out onto the turf here at Kingston Stadium. And the Warriors will be coming out here in just a moment. Time to introduce you to our third member of our group, our team, our brand new man coming. He's done play-by-play in Hampton and Atlantic, Iowa, and now with us here in Cedar Rapids. And we throw it downstairs to Jeff Moss on the near sideline. Jeff, welcome aboard. And hey, if the weather's going to be like this every time we have you on the broadcast, you can stay as long as you want, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. It's so good to be back with you guys this fall. It's great to be back down here on the sideline. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. We got a great schedule, and what a way to kick this season off with two teams ranked in the top 10. Cedar Rapids, Washington, coming off a semifinal appearance last year. Cedar Rapids Prairie was a district champion last year. Both teams lost to Iowa City West in the playoffs. This is a game that goes back to conference, Mississippi Valley Conference, two rivals out of the old Mississippi. Of course, that's gone. Neither of these teams are in the same district. But there's a lot of bragging rights on the line here tonight. Two rabid student sections. The Wash students are all decked out in their jerseys tonight. It looks like a luau over at Cedar Rapids Prairie. And of course, as you mentioned, Scott, Cedar Rapids Prairie won the toss. And I think that's going to be a very big key for tonight's ball game because, of course, with that single-wing offense, they're going to want to dictate the pace of the game. And if they can put together long, sustained drives, stay behind the chains, third and short, second and middle, they're going to have a chance to wear down that defense for Cedar Rapids Washington tonight. And for the Washington offense, they just want to get back on the field and go behind those two big bookends at tackle tonight. So it's going to be a very interesting game. There's going to be a lot of points put on the scoreboard tonight. So, John, I hope you got your pen all ready to go tonight, pens or pencils ready to go tonight for all those stats, guys. Back up to you.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you joining the crew here for this season. And we got a beautiful weather night. As a temperature right now, 70 comfortable degrees. We do have an east-southeast wind at about 10 miles per hour, and we're down to about a minute 40 on the clock, and we're still awaiting the Warriors to make their way out of the tunnel, John.
Well, Coach Mo Blue has been waiting for this night for a long, long time, Scott, and I think he's got a lot of things he wants to share with his team before they hit the field.
You remember back the first time you took things over?
You know, I remember the first time in Kingston Stadium, and that was, we had Bob Ask come in, and he actually said a prayer. This was during the days when you could say a prayer in the public schools before a game, and I remember my eyes were pretty moist, Scott.
Yeah, and it's going to be one that Mo Blue is not going to forget. Of course, has the distinction of being the first African-American coach, football coach in the Metro, and Warriors making their way out here in just a moment or two. Prairie, they're all white, black numbers, hallelujah, with the orange and black striping down the side of the pants and the black helmets. And the Washington Warriors will be in their red helmets with the blue jerseys. Back to blue jerseys this year with the white numbers trimmed in red for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and the red pants. And Jeff got some of his keys out of there. What are you looking at tonight, John?
Oh, that offensive line for Wash, like Jeff said, that's a huge key. I mean, you've got at center Jared Sherman, and then you've got, like Jeff said, the bookends at Andrew Todd and Nolan Potter. Those guys have got to set the pace for Wash. If Wash doesn't get their running game going, that's going to be a problem for Mo Blue's debut. And if you're Washington and you're Jim Dostal, the defensive coordinator, you got to find a way to shut down that running back, Haven Henningsen, because you know he's going to be the featured back. He's going to get the ball often. And then Cundy, the quarterback for Wash, is going to be throwing play action off of that. If the Prairie defense can find a way on the first couple of Washington possessions to shut them down and leave no points on the board, that'll be a huge, huge start for the Prairie defense.
Warriors making their way out onto the turf here at Kingston Stadium. Prairie's going to get the ball first. There is a crosswind coming from the east stands toward us here in the Bob Brooks press box in the west side. About 10 miles per hour. Not going to be a big factor, but it will be around for most of the evening here. And we get ready to kick off our 2017 schedule here on KGYM. And boy, couldn't find a better starter than this Prairie Wash rivalry here that goes back to the MVC days, of course, when we were still playing conference football back then.
The old gray lady here at Kingston looks awful darn nice to me tonight.
She really does. All right, set to go. Keegan Simmons and Levi Usher will drop for the Prairie Hawks. Twin safeties at about the four-yard line. Usher over on the far side. Keegan Simmons, Prairie likes, was a big star on the sophomore group a year ago, a 6'2", 185-pounder, and he's going to be the starting tailback tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Andrew Hammer, he is a big-time kicker.
He is.
And he's going to be a weapon for this Washington team this year.
He lives up to his last name.
Yes, he does.
Very surprised if Prairie has a chance to even return this kickoff.
Had 27 touchbacks last year, and it is a crosswind from left to right here, from the far side of the field to the near side of the field as you look at it on your radio dial. Well, our 15th year, and for yours truly, year number 29. Holy cow. Hammer has it teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll kick it off from left to right. And we are about set to get 2017 underway. Officials give the signal. And Hammer with the approach. Those bright orange shoes. And we are underway. This one's going to go into the end zone. And Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. And the starting lineups here tonight. And our starting lineups presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Prairie with Dalton Rayner at quarterback, the 6'2", 180-pound senior. Keegan Simmons will start things off as a tailback. We'll see Braxton Zimmerman a little bit as well. Simmons, 6'2", 185 pounds and a junior. The blocking back is Tyler Graham, 5'10", 190 and a junior. And they really like him on both sides of the football. The receivers, Jaron Lathrop, 5'8", 165, and a senior. He'll be in there. Levi Usher, the 6'2", 185-pound senior in there as well. Prairie will flex out the receivers on first and 10 from the 20-yard line. And off the fake, Rayner trapped in the backfield and brought down. Left side of the defensive line for Washington did not give. And Seth Semrau gets his first tackle of the year.
Yeah, middle linebacker Jared Sherman in there too. There was nowhere for Rayner to go.
Going to be a loss all the way back to the 15-yard line. They're going to say his knee hit back there. It'll be a loss of five. And second down at 15 coming up. Slot to the left side. And they'll snap it to Rayner, and we've got flags down. Looks like they tried to catch Washington with a little trickery, and they did. Yeah, they have an encroachment.
There was some early motion there from the offensive line. Seemingly, and that everybody stopped and kind of pulled up and looked around waiting for a flag, and there was no flag to be thrown. And then eventually it did come in from the far side, Judge.
Up front for Prairie, and they've got some big ammo up there as well. The strong side tackle is Caleb West, and they love West. 6'3", 320 pounds, and only a junior. He'll line up on the right side this time. Prairie gets that yardage back, and it'll be second down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Empty backfield, and they'll direct snap it to Braxton Zimmerman right up the gut. Push back as he gets about three to the 23-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and long coming up. Third down at about seven for the Prairie Hawks.
And a big changeover in personnel here coming in for this third down as about five guys just left the field and five new ones came on.
Gavin Osmond, the other tackle, 5'11", 240, and a junior. Derek Horak and Nolan Ostrom are the guards. Reese Jones is the center. Twins to the left, one receiver to the right for Prairie. And they're going to go with the inside handoff to Zimmerman. Backs his way across the 25, going to be short of the first down. Going to take it to about the 27-yard line. And a good defensive stand right away for the Washington Warriors.
Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator as well as the new head coach, has got to feel good about that stand. Pushing the three and out here, that's a good sign when their defensive front is taking care of business on the first series.
Lincoln Riley will drop back along with Ross Snitker for the Warriors to get the punt from Levi Usher. High snap, brought it down, got it away, and a very good high floating punt, and a fair catch called for and made at the 28-yard line. So a 44-yard punt that time by the all-everything Levi Usher.
Yeah, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight. I'm not sure he's going to come off the field with the exception of maybe a few times when he needs to get a blow.
First and 10 Warriors from the 29-yard line. They will start things off, and their Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Brian Cundy at the quarterback spot. And Cundy, 5'11", 205-pound senior. Running back is Haven Henningsen. As we mentioned, he missed most of last year. 6'2", 190, and a senior. So he's a bigger back, and we've got a penalty flag as well on Washington. And that's going to back them up 10 yards back to the 19-yard line.
I'm not exactly sure. We maybe have to send it down to Jeff on this. Yeah. I totally missed that.
Do some fact-finding on that, but it is going to be a 10-yarder, and Wash will drop back to the 19, and we'll get it down to Jeff after this play here. Haven Henningsen, the lone back. As the Warriors up front, Andrew Todd headed to Miami of Ohio, 6'4", 280, and a senior at left tackle. Brock Stewart at left guard, 6'2", 235, and a senior. Jared Sherman, two-year starter at center, 215-pounder. On first down, give up the middle to Henningsen, push back. Rudely there by the Prairie defense, and led there for Cedar Rapids Prairie by Grant Smith. Jeff, I don't know if you found out that first call tonight, but let us know.
Also a little confusing down here as well. I didn't even see a flag on the field at all, but all of a sudden 10 yards back, but a great hit there by Grant Smith to start that defensive stand.
On second down, they try to go deep down the near sideline, and it's overthrown. Keon Smith-Allen, the intended receiver, and it's going to be quickly third down and 10 coming up for Washington, so both defenses flexing their muscles here in the early going.
Now, we mentioned earlier that Bo Blue is turning over his offense to co-offensive coordinators Frank Sherman and also Jason Wood, who are together side by side down there signaling plays in.
Warriors will bring in extra receivers. Braden Wright going to play a little bit more offense this year. The junior started as a sophomore a year ago. He'll lead trips to the left side. Henningsen will stay in the backfield and Saylor to the right. Back to throw, blitz coming in trouble. Cundy steps up, gets away from the first man, crosses the 20 and tripped up as he gets to about the 23-yard line. And he will pick up about four, but it's going to be three and out for both teams here on the opening possessions of the night.
Good outside pressure. Double blitzes from corners coming in there that made Cundy have to step up in the pocket, and then it collapsed around him.
Keegan Simmons will drop as Haven Henningsen is also the punter for this Washington football team. In short punt formation, kind of a rugby style. Low snap, just got it away. Low end over end kick will take a Warrior bounce. It's bobbled at about the 38 and falling on at Simmons at the 39-yard line. So that was an interesting punt formation right there.
Yeah, Henningsen lined up very close for a punt formation, traditional punt formation anyway, and he one-stepped that kick.
Punt goes 37 yards, and it will be first and 10, Prairie, their second offensive possession of the night, and they'll have it at the 39-yard line. As the Hawks will send a receiver in the slot left side. That's Gavin Dooley as Keegan Simmons is in there. And now a Hawk will come in late into the formation. Still 10 on the play clock in the end zones. Here is a direct snap. This is Usher coming to the left side. Not much. First time Levi touched it tonight. Seth Semrau and Braden Wright both came up and delivered the blow for the Warriors.
Kind of a student body left sweep. Everybody pulling, everybody out front blocking. But credit that defensive line for Washington. They aren't giving an inch in there, and they're just stringing things out.
No score. 8-12 remaining here in the opening quarter in this top 10 game from Kingston Stadium. Second down, call it a long eight. Near side hash mark, just outside the 41-yard line. Trips to the right side. Rainer's going to throw. Throws in the flat, and it's dropped by Simmons over in the far side. Tried to get it over there with a couple blockers out in front of him, and no dice. Ty Johnson over there. Wash has got both their starting corners back from a year ago.
Yeah, and I believe they're both juniors. Didn't they start as sophomores last year?
They're listing Johnson as a senior this
okay.
year, though. But I think you were right. You may have been given faulty information last year. Third and eight for Prairie. Over the ball, Reese Jones at center for the Prairie Hawks. They'll send three receivers to the short side. Shotgun snap, Rainer looking left all the way. Guns to near side and almost picked off. by Braden Wright. Tried to get it to Keegan Simmons coming out of the backfield. And another three and out for the Prairie Hawks.
Threw that into double coverage there as linebacker Josh Tompkins went back into his hook curl zone. He had a chance to get a hand on that throw as well.
So, Prairie to punt again. It's been a defensive struggle so far. Usher will kick it away. Dropping back, Lincoln Riley, the deep back at about the 20-yard line. Good snap. Rush coming, and he just got it away. Got away another honey. This one fair caught at about the 13-yard line. And Usher with good leg on that one. So no score here with 7:34 to play here in the opening quarter.
Battlefield position to this point in the game, and silly me, I thought we were going to see offense, 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 and right now we've been handed a couple of steady defensive helpings.
Kind of everybody thought we might see a little bit of offense here. We'll see. Still a long way to go in this one. The right guard for Washington, how about this? A LaGrange, Ben LaGrange. And Nolan Potter, the big right tackle, he's a D1er as well, 6'6", 270 pounds, and a senior. First down and 10 from the 13, near side hash mark. And we've got jumping on the right side of the Prairie D-line.
Might have been a nice hard count there by Cundy as the right defensive end for Prairie got a little excited and jumped into that neutral zone.
And it'll cost Prairie 5 yards. The Hawks, they play basically a 3-4 look. Will Hamilton, they like him at defensive end. 6'4", 240, and a senior. Also up there, Caleb West, 6'3", 320, and a junior. Gavin Osmond up front as well. On first and five, handoff to Henningsen, angling left and maybe a yard to about the 19-yard line. And coming in, making the stop for Prairie was Caleb West.
Tell you, one of the things I'm seeing that's a little different offensively for Cedar Rapids Washington, Scott, their line splits aren't quite as healthy as they've been in the past.
No, they ain't. No, you're right. You're right on that. Logan LaGrange also in there on the stop for the Prairie Hawks. Second down and four. Prairie showing blitz. Hand off Henningsen. Bounces off the pile. Comes to the near side. Got a block. Turns the corner. 25. He's got a first down. As he's taken out of bounds at about the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. Usher up there to make the stop for Prairie, but the initial first down of the ball game.
Well, that shows some of Henningsen's ability there as the hole was immediately clogged up, but he bounced that to the outside and just turned on the jets to get the corner around there, like all good running backs do.
First down, Washington at the 29-yard line. Five-man front for Prairie defensively, and
again,
the Hawks jump.
Yeah, that hard count by Cundy is a dandy.
That'll cost Prairie 5 yards, five more in there for the Hawks. LaGrange defensively, Usher also for Prairie. Spencer Young in there at one corner right now on the far side. And Brady Pinter on the near side. First down and five, deep handoff. Henningsen started up the middle, tried to spin away, but nothing doing. They'll give him progress back to the line of scrimmage. West was in there again, and also for Prairie was Gavin Osmond. The inside for Prairie is big, 320 and 240.
And they're quick, too. They love shooting those gaps and getting through there in a hurry, and I think that's probably why those line splits have been brought down tonight.
6:25 to play, first quarter, no score. Second down and five. Receivers left and right. Tight end right side, Parks McBride. They'll run that way, and Henningsen tripped up in the backfield. Grant Smith. And he came up and tripped him up. It's going to be a loss of a couple back to the 32.
First time tonight we've seen counter Trey, which is a Paul James staple that's hung around and just did not get a chance to develop that time because the pulling guard and tackle weren't able to clear.
Well, your answer we'll get to in a moment on your question, John, that you were wondering about all spring and summer. We'll get to that in a moment. Third down, inside handoff, Henningsen, and he's short of the first down. LaGrange right there, and it'll be a gain of one, and Washington will have to punt it away. Mo Blue is on the sidelines coaching. He's been up in the booth for years on end. Paul James, coach from the press box as well, but Mo's downstairs.
Well, he's just the heart and soul emotionally of the team as well as the head coach now, and that doesn't surprise me. I think that's a good call on his part.
Warriors will have to punt. Again, that short punt formation. Simmons will go back. Prairie's got nine on the defensive line. Henningsen, one step, gets it away, and a low kick. Going to take a Warrior bounce inside the 35, and it'll roll down at about the 30-yard line. So it'll be a 37-yard punt. Not a thing of beauty, but...
Boy, if any one of two or three linemen defensively for Prairie had just put their hands up in the air, they would have knocked that down almost like they were blocking a volleyball spike.
No score, 4:55 to play first quarter. As it'll be Prairie with the ball for the third time here in the ballgame.
And Prairie's offense, Scott, is predicated on being able to run the ball first. Forget all the formations, the razzle-dazzle, the sleight of hand. If they don't come off the ball offensively in the line and move some people around, the offense doesn't work. And to this point, credit Wash's defense with not being moved.
Full house backfield, and they'll get it to Levi Usher behind three blocking backs in front of him, and Usher will take it for about three to the 33-yard line. Prairie made no mistake what they were going to do that time. They were going to get it to Levi.
You know, they will send so many white jerseys in the direction that the play is going. It's hard for the defenders to pick it up. But the Wash defense, Scott, is doing a great job of staying low and not getting moved out.
Pinter to the right side. Again, that full house look. Direct snap going left this time. And right there, Jared Sherman, the linebacker, to wrap up Usher after a gain of a couple to the 35-yard line.
Wash's pad level right now on defense is so low. They stay in that great hit position all the way through the play.
Third and five. Third and five for the Hawks from their own. 35 yards. And Prairie with Usher started off. Now he's coming back in here. Will Hamilton, the tight end, at 6'4". And a big target for Prairie. Usher going to stay in there at the quarterback spot. Down to seven on the play clock, third and five. And a low snap and penalty flags flying. I think Prairie's going to get called. Well, they let the play go, and Usher keeps going. Turns the corner, 50 to the 40-yard line, and drug down all the way down to the 33, but I think this is coming back.
I think you're right, Scott. One of the backs in the Prairie backfield left early.
Yeah, not sure why they didn't blow that play dead.
Flags have come out a little slow on several occasions early in this game.
Jeff was right down there, and I think he had about six or seven guys in the Prairie offense moving that time, didn't we, Jeff?
That one, I think on that one, Scott, it was just it was the illegal shift. So it was the back on the right side shifted out towards the sideline. Never made a move towards the line, but it was just a shift on the back.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Third and 10, 3:32 remaining first quarter, no score. Prairie back on their own 30-yard line. Wash with that 3-5 defense, bringing the blitz off the back foot, and Rainer just threw it away. Tried to get it to Usher, and Braden Wright with a terrific job defensively. Got some deep help in there from Lincoln Riley as well.
Braden Wright came up on a man coverage, a hard man coverage, and literally chucked Levi Usher as soon as that ball was snapped, and did not even allow him to get a step off the line in that fade pattern.
Key to stopping this Prairie offense, John, get him in third and long. Get him predictable.
Yeah, they haven't been ahead of the chains yet tonight.
Usher to stay in to punt. Low snap. Gets it away. This one, and Tailwagger will take a bounce at the 35. A Prairie hop to the 25-yard line. Riley's got it. Started right. Cuts it back to the left. Eludes a man. Across the 35 and out to the 36-yard line. Good 11-yard return there by Lincoln Riley. And with 3:12 to play here in the first quarter, Washington will have it for the third time here in a scoreless battle here at Kingston Stadium.
Wash finally getting a little starting field position here. They're going to pick up at their own 37. Easily better than their own 19 and their own 13 for the first two go-rounds.
Usher with another terrific punt. Well over 45-yard average here in his first three boots. First and 10, Washington at the 37-yard line. One set back, that is Henningsen. Warriors are going to go with the two tight look here. Henningsen behind Cundy, and he'll get it on the deep handoff. Starts the left side, stop and go move, kicks it outside the 40 and slipped as he tried to make a cut at the 42-yard line. And coming up to make the stop that time for Cedar Rapids Prairie was Shane Smith. But it's going to be a gain of 5. Henningsen has carried it 6 times so far tonight for a total of 16 yards.
Second time, Henningsen's bounced it to the outside when the hole collapsed and made good yardage.
Second down and 5, twin receivers out to the right. Saylor and Smith-Allen. Counter give, left side. Henningsen spins his way to the 45. Going to be just short of the first down before he's brought down by Gavin Dooley. Wearing number 32, one of those outside backers for Prairie. Well, the defense ahead of the offense right now. Third down and 2. Third short, Warriors from the far hash mark. They're going to throw the quick out. It's caught by Saylor, and he's dropped. Then the ball came loose, and they're going to say it's a fumble. That's a question,
yes.
And they will give it to Prairie.
What a hit.
Hit delivered right there for the Hawks by Shane Smith. And Saylor is down.
Yeah, Parks McBride getting up slow, too. That was just a tremendous tackle, a form tackle with the head up, so there was nothing illegal about it. But as the pass was completed and he fell down, that ball just kind of came out like a limp rag and laid on the ground.
As they looked at Cade Saylor down there, and he's going to get up here. But, Jeff, you notice anything down there? We can throw it to you real quick down on the sidelines on the Warriors' side. Let us know what they're looking at with Cade Saylor.
Absolutely.
Looks like limping on that left leg.
Yeah, he's not putting any pressure on that left leg as he's being helped off with trainers on either side of him and going to be over to that bench. And, boy, that looks like he's in some pain right now.
Boy, I hate to see that all the time, but especially on the first night of the year. But the turnover gives it to Prairie at the Washington 44-yard line. No score here in this one with 2:05 remaining here in quarter number one as they bring Saylor to the near sideline and looking at that knee on the left side. We'll get more with Jeff here in a moment. First and 10 for the Prairie Hawks. They're going to go with a slot, couple slots to the right side this time. And the direct snap to Braxton Zimmerman, and it did not fool Seth Semrau. Leading returning tackler for this team, John, and he's a good one.
Well, he knows exactly how to play that inside linebacker role, and he shot through there. I don't think he was touched by anybody on the offensive line for Prairie.
The two Rovers for Washington. You got Ty Johnson, you got Ross Snitker in there. The linebackers, Josh Tompkins, Seth Semrau, Jared Sherman, Brooklyn Butler, Jackson Foote, Parks McBride up front for the Warriors. Lincoln Riley, the free safety, Braden Wright in there at one corner. And find out who the other corner is for Cade Saylor right now. That's second down and 10. And a fumble exchange picked up in the backfield by Lathrop. He's in trouble and is going to go down for a huge loss back to about the 42-yard line. Jaron Lathrop. It was a bad exchange, John, and just got worse for Prairie after that.
Yeah, Lathrop put the ball on the ground and then picked it up and tried to reverse field. But in doing so, it's going to be a negative 16 or 17 for the Prairie offense.
Minus 14 that time for Lathrop. So it'll be a third and long coming up for the Hawks. Third down at about 23. Under a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Here from Kingston Stadium. And play clock down to 9. Prairie breaks the huddle. We'll get you scores coming up at halftime. A few coming in here as well. Third down. They go spread. Rayner gets a shotgun. Going to throw deep left side. Going for Usher in double coverage and overshot him incomplete. With 22.7 remaining here in quarter number one. And Rayner 0 for 4 here in the early going.
Well, if you're a Prairie fan, you like hearing Usher's name called. And even if it's on the long home run ball on a 9 route, you got to take chances like that every so often.
Only had one completed pass, and that ended up with the fumble.
So Usher runs all the way back into punt formation to kick this.
Fourth down from the 42-yard line. Good snap back, gets it away. A high end-over-end kick, and Lincoln Riley will let it go, takes a prairie bounce. Riley will let it go inside the five, and touched up at about the 2-yard line.
Boy, that's a tough decision if you're going to pick that one up.
Flag down, though, back at about the 50-yard line. Yeah, going to be a hold on Washington.
Yeah, they're marking it at the 2 right now.
Going to be a 56-yard punt. And while they sort this one out, we'll go down to Jeff with an injury update on Cade Saylor.
Yeah, guys, they're looking at the left knee on Cade Saylor. I think really what they're looking at is just the kneecap right now. They're kind of moving it around. He has not winced his face once since he laid down on the bench. So it could be just one of those things where he just got twisted up a little bit. He tried to stand up and walk just a little bit. Only made a couple steps, never fell down or anything like that. So I think right now it's just more of a precaution, just making sure everything's structural. But so far from what I've seen, just standing a couple feet away from him, no wince on the face, no real emotions. I think he just wants to try to get back in there.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Wash from their own kitchen, the 1-yard line, and a timeout going to be taken here by the Warriors before they snap the play with 11.9 to play. And
they had some personnel issues.
We'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second timeout. 11 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. No score, Prairie and Washington back after this on KGYM.
Home, home on the range, with a deer and the antelope play.
An Australian doing an American classic doesn't sound quite right, especially when it comes to beef on a classic American hamburger. Yet some fast food joints use frozen beef from as far away as Australia.
G'day, mate.
But Wendy's believes the juiciest hamburgers are made with fresh, never frozen beef raised in North America. Of course, Australia is good for many things. Lovely people, great barrier reefs, just not the beef on a deliciously different Dave's Double. 100% fresh North American beef available in contiguous United States and Canada.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Scott Udash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. No score with the Warriors with the ball in their own one after the brilliant punt by Levi Usher. As he's pinning Washington down, probably the final play of the quarter. Cundy under center this time. We'll see if he takes it on the snap behind Jared Sherman. Nope, going to hand it off in the end zone to Henningsen, and not much. Does move the pile after first contact and takes it out to about the 4. That'll be a 3-yard pickup, and that's going to take us to the end of our first quarter play here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Through one in this top 10 battle in Class 4A. It's Cedar Rapids Prairie nothing, Cedar Rapids Washington nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout and come back with the second quarter after this on KGYM Sports.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to a defensive struggle here at Kingston Stadium. So we start the second quarter, no score between Prairie and Washington. Been a field position war so far, John.
Well, it really has, and Wash is finding themselves deep in their own territory to start this second quarter.
Warriors got 3 on the Henningsen run. We'll give you the stats through the first quarter coming up here in a moment. Not a lot of offense. On second down and 7. Called a long 7. Counter give to Henningsen, and he lost the football. Loose at about the 9-yard line. Pile up right there, and I think the Warriors got it back. That thing was stripped out of there, and Parks McBride came up with it.
Henningsen was hit very hard, high and low. Legs were wrapped up very tight, and he tried to spin out of it regardless of that, but then just got the ball stripped out.
Henningsen's been a workhorse so far. We'll give you the first quarter numbers here in just a couple of moments. Listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Third down, short, and they'll run the stretch play, and off the left side, across the 10 to the 11, going to be very close to the first down. Going to depend on the spot. As Henningsen took it that way, they're looking over in the far side. We may have our first measurement of the year. And they will stop the clock and bring it in.
Okay, Jeff's right there on the line. Give us a call, Jeff. What do you think?
Jeff, this is a time-old tradition.
Yeah, guys.
This is a time-old tradition of all our sideline folks. You know, we keep track of these up here.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. What do you think? Does he have it or is he short?
I think he is short by about 3 inches.
All right.
I'll take the over.
All right.
This is close, though.
Pull the chains, and yep. Oh, you're one for one.
Dead on.
Very good.
Perfect. Perfect.
Jeff Moss, perfect, one for one.
And I don't see any punt formation coming out here. I think the Warriors are going to go for this.
Well, remember, Henningsen's a punter.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. When you're down on your own 10-yard line, you do not, under any circumstances, want to give that ball over to Prairie right now with only 10 yards to pay dirt.
And this would be a huge, huge gamble.
Welcome to the head coaching shoes, Mo Blue. They're going for it.
They are going to go for it, it looks like. Mo Blue is going to have the quarterback call his own signal. Penalty flag went down, and I think the Warriors jumped early. We'll see the official call here, but it looked like there was some movement. And it's going to be
a delay of game.
Yep, didn't get it going.
Didn't get the playoff.
5-yard penalty, and now Washington will kick it away. We've had only one first down here in this game so far.
Now, keep this in mind, Scott. Henningsen has not kicked the ball very high on his punts so far in this game. He needs to get a little bit more trajectory on this so it doesn't get blocked.
Total yards through the first quarter, 27 for Washington, minus 5 for Prairie. Henningsen gets it away, and another low kick. We'll take a big Warrior bounce, though, and it goes through the legs of the Prairie Hawk. He touched it, and he's going to have to go back and get it, and he does. Heads up there for Gavin Haugen, and they will mark him at about the 46-yard line for Prairie.
I'll tell you right now, one of the things that the Prairie special teams people are going to talk about when they go in at halftime, if they're not doing it right now, is how the line just puts their hands up and they're going to block these punts for Henningsen. He gets absolutely no height on them. I'm telling you, they don't go 10 feet off the ground.
No score, first down. One score to throw your way, though. Over at Thomas Park right now, after the first quarter, Marion on top of Union, 14-8.
Yes, that's returning state runner-up Union and number 5 ranked, I believe.
Offset eye to the left side. Direct snap to Keegan Simmons. Turns the corner 45. Ooh, lowers the shoulder. Put the lifter on somebody and got 5 to the Warrior 49-yard line.
Simmons with a good pop there. And one of the rare 5 or 6 yard plus running plays so far tonight for Prairie's offense.
Prairie's got Braxton Zimmerman back in the backfield. Also, Tyler Graham in there as the blocking back for the Hawks. This is their basic look right here. Zimmerman in the slot. He'll get it on the inside handoff. Big hole, 45. He's to the 40. Cut back at the 35 and gets a Prairie first down. First one of the night all the way down to the Wash 30-yard line.
Yeah, that's that wing back counter that they run so well. And the field just opened up out there. There was nobody on contain for Wash's defense.
Pickup of 19. And a first down as Prairie goes to the south end zone here in the second quarter. Zimmerman again in the slot, direct snap. Simmons off the right side, and he gets good yardage inside the 25 down to about the 24-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 6. And Prairie's got a bevy of running backs that they can throw at you.
Is that number six I see back in there?
Sailor's nine.
Okay.
Yeah. Six is Ty Johnson.
Oh, nice. He's still walking around the sideline. My bad.
He's trying to get back in there. Off the fake. Simmons going left side, trying to spin, and this time brought down on a good double team there by Washington. And coming up and making the stop for the Washington Warriors, Josh Tompkins, 5'11", 185-pound senior.
Picked up another yard, though, and they're in four-down territory at this point. So Prairie's offense rolling for the first time in this game tonight.
Simmons goes for a couple. We'll call it a long yard. Third down, and the direct snap to Simmons. Parts McBride wraps him up in the backfield. That'll be a loss of about a yard. I know Mo Blue can't speak enough about his defensive end, the 6'3", 215-pounder.
He did in his pregame remarks as well as his preseason remarks with us. Just very, very happy that he's coming back on both sides of the ball.
Prairie is 0 for 5 on third down tries, and I think they're going to go for it on fourth here. Would not be surprised by that. Fourth down and three. Ball in the far hash mark at the Wash 23-yard line. Direct snap. They're going to get it to Usher. Starts to the right side. Didn't make it. Stacked up after a gain of about a yard. And when 10 comes in there, I think everybody in the blue shirt's following him.
That's right. There's not much doubt. When you've got to make one, your money on one play, it's probably going to go to Levi Usher.
Washington has done a good job. They've dodged a bullet as far as a turnover. And also on the first big play of the night that Prairie took down into Washington territory. So the Warriors will get it back on downs at the 23-yard line. As the defenses are flexing their muscles here tonight at Kingston. No score. Number six, Washington. Number nine, Prairie. Keon Smith-Allen to the left side. And Braden Wright now in there for the injured Cade Saylor, who is still on the sideline to the right side. And now a late substitution coming in for Washington.
They're going to have to use a timeout.
Timeout, Warriors. We'll take one as well with 8:21 to play here in the opening half. It's Washington nothing, Prairie nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back after this here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
8:21 remaining first half. No score between Washington and Prairie. And Warriors tried to go double tights, but they got their second tight end in there a little late. First down and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Again, left and right, though the receivers. One setback, long count. Plenty on the play clock, and they'll give it to Henningsen on the delay. Come to the left side. Got a good block from Todd. Leaps the pile to 30, and it's got a first down. Out to about the 36-yard line. Grant Smith on the stop for Prairie.
Number 70, Andrew Todd, 6'4", 280, cleared a huge hole there. And that was a thing of beauty.
That's why he's going to be a D1 player next year. First and 10. They'll move it to the 36-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right this time for Washington. Prairie with a five-man front, couple linebackers here. They put him down, and on the counter to the short side, they run behind Todd again, and Haven Henningsen gets it to about the 40-yard line for a gain of four. Henningsen's a big back, Jess. He's 6'2", 190. He's kind of the Andre Dawson type. Not as powerful as the Hawk was a few years ago. But
he runs hard, though, and he's not afraid to get in through those tackles and put his shoulder and help that down and do a lift drill on a linebacker.
Second down, six. Again, double tights. Brooklyn Butler in there as the tight end left. Parks McBride on the right. Wash wants to run it. And they got Prairie to jump again. Third time tonight, Brian Cundy has gotten the Hawks
into the neutral zone.
You know, and it's not just one guy on the defensive line for Prairie that's jumping. He's pulling three guys off with that hard count.
Right now, it's pretty one-sided as far as total yardage is concerned in this ball game. Not that the Warriors are putting up big numbers either. But right now, no score on the big board. Second down and short. Only about a yard. Short drop. Cundy's going to throw the right side. Going out there for Braden Wright. And overshot him, incomplete. And back there for Prairie. Coverage was Gavin Haugen. Prairie getting a lot of guys in so far tonight. But good call, I think, at second down at about a yard.
Every so often, you have to keep the defensive secondary honest that way. You just got to launch one.
And launch they did.
You know, the chances of it being completed aren't always that great, but you know, a lot of times, Scott, we see flags thrown for interference, so you get something anyway.
Indeed. On third down and short, you know, try it up the middle, and I don't know.
Yeah, just a sneak that line judges are coming in and they're waving their hands, which usually signals that's probably going to be a first down.
Yep, they gave it to him. First third down conversion for either team tonight. As Cundy, on his second carry, gets a yard. He's got five in the night, and that's a Warrior first down. Only their third of the evening.
Warriors only about 4 yards from making their first penetration into Prairie territory as well.
First and 10 from the near side hash mark. From the 47, Hawks showing blitz. And will they bring it here? West showing blitz. Off the fake. Cundy boots to the right side. Rolls, throws on the run. McBride the catch at the Prairie 47-yard line. And good pickup on first down into Hawk territory, as you said, for the first time.
Yeah, like six guys up on the line of scrimmage there defensively for Prairie. And that left that wide side flat, wide open for McBride to just launch out there and settle in wherever he felt like he could get the ball.
He's not only a good defensive player, but he's also he's a weapon at tight end.
He's a big target, and he's got soft hands.
Second down and three for the Prairie 46-yard line. Hawks bringing a bunch of people in there on the delay. Henningsen, stiff arm, and got about a yard as he tried to kick it toward the far sideline. As blowing that play up early was Caleb West. And, boy, he's been a difference maker early on, the 320-pounder for the Prairie Hawks.
Yeah, he takes up a lot of space, and he eats a lot of your ability to get a block off. Gavin Dooley coming up and make a nice shoestring tackle there. One of the things that Jim Dossel, defensive coordinator for Prairie, is going to talk about is how Henningsen loves bouncing it to the outside. They've got to get a little more contain on that here in the second half.
Third and two, 5:42 to play, opening half, and no score. Cundy under center on the delay. Give to Henningsen and hit the backfield and brought down. Going to be a loss of about a yard. First guy to get in there was Derek Horak. And then it was Grant Smith to bottle it up after that. But it was blown up by Horak. And Will Wash go for it here on fourth down and about 2.5.
Well, this is their first penetration into Prairie territory. I got to think they're going to.
Yep, Cundy's coming out. If they do, they're going to go without their quarterback.
Well, maybe Henningsen's going to run it here. He's up so tight to the line of scrimmage.
Fourth down, almost three for the Prairie 46, and he's going to take it himself off the right side. Henningsen hit, eludes one man, spins away, gets to the 40, still on his feet, and he might go down the far sideline, inside the 10, and gone for the Wash touchdown. He was hit right away, and he wasn't going to go down.
Wrapped up in one sense or another by three different defenders for Prairie who could not bring him down. He had that great body lean. He kept his legs churning, and then he did a final spin on the last guy and found himself wide open with nothing but green in front of him.
46 yards on the run, and Washington has cracked the scoreboard first. Warriors lead it 6-0. And it'll be Andrew Hammer to try to tack on the extra point. What a run. That was Andre Dawson like.
Yes, it was.
Hammer for the extra point on the way, and it is up and good. 4:43 to play here in the opening half.
Cedar Rapids, Washington, strikes first. Warriors 7, Prairie nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports. And we'll go ahead and take a one-minute break and come back with a kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYN.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
7-0 Washington on a fourth down run off the fake punt, if you will, for Haven Henningsen. Gets his first Warrior touchdown, John.
Well, Mo Blue told us he thought he had something special, and there was an example of what he predicted could happen.
Here is the kick by Hammer, and this one will fall to about the 5-yard line. Keegan Simmons angling to the left. Oh, upended. Ty Johnson on special teams sped down there and took his legs out and tea-kettled him at about the 17-yard line. As we'll go down to Jeff for that. That was one whale of a special teams play. Two in a row for Washington, Jeff. All right, first down. First and 10 for Prairie. Now we got a flag on the far side, maybe on the alignment move by the Hawks. Prairie's been shooting themselves in the foot. No, they're going to get on Washington. Somebody lining up in the neutral zone would be my guess.
Yep, that's the encroachment signal.
And it'll be Washington's fifth penalty of the night. Oh, on the snap. And we've got another flag down as it was Keegan Simmons not ready for the snap. And it went to the turf, but we had a penalty. Simmons fell on it. And it's going to be procedure against Prairie. Well, this has been your opener, John.
He's going to give it right back, but you're right. I don't think either coach is going to be real happy with the total execution of all three phases of the game going into halftime, but you're right. That's just what happens in week one.
So we're right back where we started at first down at the 17-yard line for Prairie. 4:36 to play here in the first half, 7-0 Washington. Simmons back in the backfield. And off a couple of fakes, Rayner to throw. Throws in the right flat, and it's caught. Over-the-shoulder catch made at the 20-yard line. Turning it back is Graham. And another penalty flag down. This one on the far side as Graham brought down by Nolan Potter.
It's going to be holding. Whenever they pick that flag up and reposition it on the ground, you almost assured you've got holding.
Jeff says holding on Prairie. He's going to agree with you. And there it is. They tried a little... Probably tried a little bit of a misdirection play that time with the pass.
It was kind of Mark Bliss's version of a screen pass.
Yep.
Out of that single wing, but that flag was thrown was about as far away from the where the play actually ended up going as you can. So that's just another one of those mistakes that Prairie's not going to be real happy with about. They're surely going to address it at halftime.
Going to be half the distance to the goal, and that'll be a 9-yard mark off. That is the sixth penalty for Prairie tonight for 34 yards. They'll put it back to about the 9-yard line. 7-0 Washington here at Kingston. And this 4A opener tonight. Good crowd on hand, too. Here for this one. See our friend Denny Gettle down there on the sidelines. To Jeff's right.
You won't see him very many Friday nights.
No, you won't. Here's the pitch, and nothing doing that time. Trying to get and turn the corner on the right side. That time was a quarterback, Rayner, got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it.
Yeah, the defensive line for Washington has just been taking care of business tonight. The O-line for Prairie not able to get any penetration or push the blue shirts back, at least so far in the first half.
So it'll be second down, or make it, yeah, second down. And about 17, maybe 18. Warrior defense has been stout so far tonight. Shotgun. Now they'll put Hamilton and Lathrop out to the right side. Slot him out that way. Rayner to throw. Looks right. Now looks left. Caught in the backfield. Eludes a man. Running to the left side and ushered out of bounds. Mason Hatfield with the job of running him out of bounds. 6 foot, 180-pound junior linebacker.
Good coverage downfield by the secondary for the Warriors. Nobody to throw that to.
All right. After this play, we'll go down to Jeff here. I think he's got an injury update and maybe something else here. But it'll be a third down. Prairie 0 for 5 on third down tries. And this one is a lengthy one. Clock stop, 3:16 to play here in the first half. And Washington up 7-0 on the Hawks. Warriors showing outside blitz. They don't bring it. Here is the end around, and they flip it to Keegan Simmons, trapped in the backfield, and not much. In fact, he's going to lose about a yard, back to about the 6-yard line where Prairie will have to punt it away. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you.
Thanks, Scott. Update on Cade Saylor. They did wrap that left knee. He did try to jog on a little bit, but he is back on the training table. He does have the shoulder pads off and ice on that knee, so it looks like the evening and the opener for Cade Saylor is going to be done just a little bit early tonight, guys.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Usher to punt from his own end zone. Lincoln Riley will drop to the midfield stripe to get the punt for Washington. Good snap back, no rush, gets it away. End over end kick and angling to the far sideline will take a Prairie hop. Ooh, Braden Wright took it with his back to the Hawk defenders and he returns it to the 48-yard line and we've got a penalty flag again. And this one's gonna go against Prairie. Way back, it's going to be motion on the Hawks.
Yeah, they're going to make a kick again here. Mo Blue is signaling his guys, get back down to that end zone. We're going to try again.
I don't blame them.
Some good penetration there by the Wash special teams. Made that a little nervous in the service time.
Tell
get that kick off.
We have seen Mark Bliss's teams look real, real good. And he's not going to be happy with this first half.
They just haven't executed. The line hasn't come off the ball, to be honest. Wash's defensive line has dominated to this point, and the backs out of the backfield haven't come up and gotten in under anybody's pads and driven them back either. So you're exactly right, Scott. Mark Bliss is not going to be a happy camper.
Back to the 4-yard line after the 5-yard mark off, and they'll punt it again. Usher right at the back end line gets it away, and a high punt, not real deep, going to be caught at the 38, and Lincoln Riley is hit, brought down right there. Good special teams play by Gavin Haugen again, but Washington picked up about 10 yards on that penalty.
Yeah, best starting field position of the night. They've still got 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to work with here. Mo Blue would desperately love to get another 7 on the board.
7-0 right now in favor of the Washington Warriors. And looking for more here in what has been kind of a sloppy first half. Washington breaks the huddle on the near side. The two big tackles leading the way out there, Andrew Todd and also Nolan Potter. And by the way, speaking of Andrew Todd, Macaulay Todd on the staff for Washington this year after his career at the University of Montana. First down, short drop, gunning the far side. Catch made, Riley at the 31 from Cundy. And just a little quick out right there. Going to be a pickup of about 5, maybe 6. And Riley in there right now for Cade Saylor.
Washington coaches on the sideline exhorting their team to get up there on the line so they can get the signal in and keep the play calling going. A lot of time getting eaten off the clock right now, Scott.
Second down at 4 from just outside the 30-yard line. Shotgun snap, Cundy. Backpedaling, now stepping up. Throws the middle of the field, leaping catch made. Braden Wright inside the 20 in the red zone and down to the Prairie Hawk 15-yard line. As coming up with a stop, Grant Smith, but a great throw and catch.
Yeah, Wright really had to go up and catch that ball at its highest point, but he's got some nice leaps in there to make that happen.
Gain of 15 and a Warrior first down. Here's the quick out again, caught by Riley, hit right in his tracks and brought down. Short gain, much like it was in the first play of this drive, as Brady Pinter makes the contact and makes the tackle. Hey, if you give the wide receivers a cushion like that, they're going to take advantage of it.
They are given a healthy cushion.
That's what Washington is doing. 106, clock running. 7-0 Washington here ahead of halftime. Wide side of the field to the left. Shotgun snap. Cundy to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Escapes one and can't escape a second one. As he's thrown out of bounds by Grant Smith.
Wisely got out of bounds.
And it will be a loss on the first sack of the night. Prairie gets it right there. And they will mark him back at the 17-yard line. It's going to be a loss of about 4. Keep in mind, Washington with a terrific kicker in Andrew Hammer. We're going to talk with both coaches coming up here. Looks like we're going to talk to Mo Blue of Washington up first. As the Warriors go into the locker room. 53.5 to go. Prairie showing outside blitz on third down. And the handoff, Henningsen runs into his quarterback and makes two Hawks miss. We're going to be well short of the first down as he's taken out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Scott, he was stopped dead in his tracks after the ball was handed off in the backfield, and he still spun out of that. Broke two tackles and ended up making about 4 yards from where he got the ball handed off to him.
Andrew Hammer will come in for Washington. And they'll put the tee down at the 22 on the far hash mark. It'll be a 32-yard attempt. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, blocked. Partially blocked, and I think it was Spencer Young that got in there for the Prairie Hawks. And got it for the white-shirted Prairie team.
That's exactly right. Spencer Young came off of the outside just like a hot knife through butter and very low came in and got that as the ball was just being kicked off.
Well, the Prairie eludes a bullet right there.
Yes, they did.
And we'll see if the Hawks just elect to run out this first half clock. As they carted Cade Saylor over toward the Washington locker room here. As Rayner goes over to Mark Bliss on the sideline to get the call. 17 on the play clock here. First down, Prairie. 7-0 as we approach halftime. 42.7 seconds remaining. Spread formation, trips up to the left side. They'll send Zimmerman in motion, and Rayner throws a quick out. It's going to be a double pass. Usher. Coming back to the near side. He's going to tuck it under and run. 25, 30, up the near side hash to the 40. Cuts it back at the 45-yard line. Throws a Warrior down. It gets down to about the 49. He threw down Ross Snitker. My goodness.
But let's keep this in mind. If Snitker doesn't come up and get in front of him and end up finally making that tackle, that goes the distance. Snitker saved the day for Wash there.
He did. Gain of 31 and a Prairie timeout with 26.3 seconds remaining. That'll allow us to take a timeout as well. 7-0 Washington, 26 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take our 30-second break and come back to Kingston after this on KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight, 7-0 Washington. At Prairie with their first big play of the night, a 31-yard run by Levi Usher. Takes it into Warrior territory with 26.3 to go. Rayner will stay in there at quarterback, trips to the left, including Usher at the far left side. Rayner rolls that way, throws on the run, and the catch made. Looks like along the sideline. And again, it goes to Levi Usher at about the 40-yard line. That's pickup of a quick 9.
I think Mo Blues just got Braden Wright manned up. Wherever Usher goes, that's where Braden Wright goes.
And why not? Warriors also without another defensive starter. Josh Tompkins is on the bench right now. They've also lost Cade Saylor for the night. 21 seconds remaining. Mark Bliss over there directing traffic is going to bring Dalton Rayner all the way to the sideline. Still 14 on the play clock. As Prairie brings in Caleb Fuller for the first time. He'll go to the slot to the right side. 4 on the play clock. Shotgun snap. Rayner rolls to the right side. Rolling, looking, throws back to the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted at the 25-yard line. Braden Wright read that one the whole way, and Wright stepped in front of it, brought it back to the 46-yard line.
Boy, one of the things that you always teach quarterbacks is no matter how fat you think a receiver is, you don't throw back across the field against the rhythm of your arm. And that's a mistake that Dalton Rayner is going to watch on film and say, I knew that I shouldn't have thrown that.
Officials are getting together here along the near side. And see if there is a penalty flag out there. I don't see one. As should be Washington ball, and it will be at the 45 is where they're going to mark it. So mistakes by each team so far tonight. And Washington with the only touchdown so far. And that coming on a fake punt. Haven Henningsen taking it 46 yards to Pater. Spread formation, 9 seconds to play. Warriors will put trips to the left side. Cundy rolling that way, rolling that way. Flag down and throws along the sideline. Incomplete, it's going to be a hold on Washington. I think Derek Horak got held pretty good. And that's what the indication will be. And we've had 13 penalties in the first half.
Coaches hate first opening games when they hate looking at that stat sheet when it's over. But that's how you learn, too. You know, they always say the big jump from week one to week two. It's by watching film of things like that.
It'll be a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul. And would not be surprised if Washington just takes a knee at this point. But you never know. Talk to Mo Blue going into the halftime break here. As Moe's up 7-0. They're going to stay in the spread. 2.8 to go. One setback. And he'll get it on the inside handoff to Henningsen. And Horak stands him up and throws him down. And that's going to do it for the first half of play. Warriors rated 6th in the state. Lead number 9. Prairie 7-0 here at halftime. And Mo Blue talking with his assistant coach, Jason Wood. As the Warriors make their way to the locker room, and Jeff Moss is caught up with Mo Blue, and we'll throw it down on the sidelines.
All right, Coach, great first half. Big play by Haven there on the punt on fourth down. Is that something you designed, or was that something he just saw?
No, we called that. It's just what we do. That's why we got him back there to make those plays. You know, it was a little risky, but it paid off and he sprung it. You know, oh, go ahead. So,
no, talk about how your defense played that first half. They really did a good job of keying on Levi Usher. Every time Prairie looked like they were making a drive, the defense had something to say about it.
Yeah, we're playing well defensively right now. I'm a little worried about the offense, but we're not that far off. We're just a couple inches here, a couple inches there on a block or a route. And we're getting really close to spring and one. We just got to stay patient and stay with it, you know.
Cade Saylor done for the night?
Yeah, he's going to be done for the night. He dinged his knee. Nothing too bad. It was just a hyperextension. But we'll have him next week. We're just being cautious with it right now.
Great job in the first half. We'll see you afterward.
Thank you.
Mo Blue, head coach of the Warriors.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Halftime from Kingston. It's number 6, Washington 7, number 9, Prairie nothing. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to high school football right here on the gym.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Has the summer heat taken a toll on your vehicle's battery? Count on O'Reilly Auto Parts for the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies, ready to get to work. So every day at Lowe's, when pro customers buy in bulk, they get up to 20% off GAF shingles and up to 30% off Owens Corning insulation. And now through September 13th at Lowe's, pros get up to 30% off select in-stock Hitachi tools and fasteners. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for shingles and insulation discounts. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
We are back at Kingston Stadium on the halftime show as Cedar Rapids, Washington on top of Cedar Rapids, Prairie, 7-0. And not the prettiest of first halves, John. We've seen a lot of penalties so far. We've seen a turnover each way and one big play so far in the ballgame.
Well, the defenses have ruled to this point in the game, and offenses have looked sluggish. Offenses have not been well-oiled. They just, things aren't flowing. You've seen a lot of snap bobbles, seen some fumbles. I've had a field goal blocked. I've had a couple of punts very near being blocked. And those are all things that coaches don't want to see on the opening night, Scott.
All fixable, though.
Absolutely.
At this point. And for Washington, the Warriors, they're missing a couple of defensive starters and an offensive starter right now.
Well, injury tolls have taken a tough turn for the Warriors there. They've got two of their starters out, at least to this point in the game. And we'll have to see, because keep this in mind, Washington plays a lot of guys on both sides of the ball, Scott.
Yeah, they do. We'll get to the first half stats coming up here in a little bit. And Warriors found something offensively there at the end of that first half. And for Prairie so far, aside from the big run by Usher there at the end of the first half, it's been a little bit stagnant on that offensive end.
Well, we talked earlier in the game about how Mark Bliss's offense is very unpredictable, but it's still predicated on the run. You've got to run the ball. Rushing is huge, and it sets up the pass. And so far in this game, Prairie's offensive line has not gotten off the ball and gotten under the pads and driven back the Washington defensive line or the linebackers, and that's got to be a point of emphasis for them to get off that ball, because they just haven't moved the line of scrimmage.
Take a look at the halftime stats right now. Total yardage, 134 yards for Washington to 66 for Prairie in the first half. Warriors with 100 yards even on the ground, 34 through the air. Brian Cundy is 5 of 7 in the first half. Lincoln Riley's caught 2 for 11. Braden Wright with a catch. Parks McBride with a catch. And before the injury, Cade Saylor with a catch as well. On the ground, Haven Henningsen tonight. 16 carries, 99 yards, none bigger than the 46-yard scamper. That coming on a fake punt, if you will, from punt formation. And that's the only score of the ball game. For Prairie, 66 total yards, 57 on the ground, 9 through the air. Dalton Rayner so far is 1 for 6, 9 yards and 1 interception so far tonight. The only completion was to Levi Usher. Prairie with 57 yards on the ground. Usher leading the way with 5 carries, 39 yards. Keegan Simmons has carried it 5 times for 11. Braxton Zimmerman, 4 carries for 26 yards so far for the Prairie Hawks. Prairie with 3 first downs. Washington with 5. The Warriors with 6 penalties so far in the ballgame for 36 yards. Prairie has been penalized 7 times for a total of 39 yards. Prairie has the only sack of the game. And we've had a turnover each way, a fumble by Washington, and a interception thrown by Dalton Rayner. Prairie, third down conversions. Washington is 1 for 6 and 1 for 1 on fourth down. That the big 46-yard run for Prairie, they are 0 for 6 on third down and 0 for 1 on fourth down. They have not moved the chains. They've been behind them all night.
You know, if you're in the locker rooms at halftime right now, let's just say you're Mo Blue, you're telling your team, we should be ahead at least 10 to nothing right now, with the blocked field goal being the difference there. And if you're Mark Bliss, I think you're saying, we should be scoreless right now. It should be 0-0, or if we can get something going on that last possession that we had, then we should be up by 7-0. So neither coach is going to be happy. I guarantee you that the dry erase boards are flying in there, and they're not upset with their teams as much as they're just chalking things out and trying to figure out how these fixable errors that are being made can be corrected so that both teams can come out. Execute is the word in the second half on both sides.
Right now, time of possession. A little bit of an edge for Washington. 12 minutes and 44 seconds to 11:16 for Prairie. And we've seen Prairie with a quick strike offense. We've seen them hold the ball and get time of possession. And this is what it reads for Prairie tonight. Punt, 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 downs, punt, interception.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, the offensive line coach, Andrew Kempel, he's going to go into that locker room and he's going to say, this is on us, fellas. We got to come off the ball. We got to hit somebody. We got to keep our feet moving until you hear the whistle. And those are all things that I'm sure that they're going to probably have a little excitement in his voice when he talks to him as well.
I would imagine that would be the case. So 7-0 here at the halftime break. Going to have a word with Prairie head coach Mark Bliss. That'll be coming up when the Hawks make their way out of the locker room here in just a little bit. We're going to step aside. We'll take a 30-second break, come back, and we'll take a look at scores from around eastern Iowa when we return. 7-0 Washington over Prairie at halftime. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Warrior Band out on the track here tonight. We got some scores, some very interesting scores here to throw your way at halftime. We're going to get a word from Mark Bliss, Prairie coach, coming up in just a little bit. Some scores, Western Dubuque shutting out Wallert at halftime, 9-0. North Lynn leading North Tama, 13-0. That is going into the fourth quarter. Halftime, West Branch over West Liberty, 21-14. Halftime, number 5, West Delaware shutting out Independence, 21-0. Halftime, West Des Moines Valley, 16, Bettendorf, 6. You had a very interesting score over in Central Iowa.
Yeah, this is just first quarter score. Southeast Polk's got a 2-touchdown lead already over Iowa City West, 14-0.
And boy, oh boy, I've got an update, 17-7 in favor of Southeast Polk. And Kennedy all over Muscatine right now. Second quarter, 36-0, the Cougars leading the Muskies.
Yeah, they're kind of hungry to right the wrong that happened on this field a year ago tonight.
Cedar Falls right now just taking it out on Fort Dodge, 41-0. And that is at halftime. Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Grundy Center, 20-0, the Rebels leading it. And the reason we give that one, don't know what's going to happen with Gladbrook Rhinebeck in that school district. There's talk that they're going to dissolve, go back to either go separate ways or go back to just individual schools. Happened this year with Baxter and Collins Maxwell as well. They went back to their own school district.
And unfortunately, I think that's a trend we're going to hear more about.
Yeah. See if we can find some other scores. Center point Urbana on top of Vinton Shelsburg, 22-7. That is at halftime. Pleasant Valley leading Jefferson at halftime, 24-7. And that one's over in Bettendorf, being played at Pleasant Valley High School. And right now, we have second quarter, Pella leading Oskaloosa, 21-7. And Cascade on top of Maquoketa, 34-0. So that's what we have as far as some halftime scores. And also, it is Marion, 20-16, last score we got over Union.
I've got one from Cornell College, and it does not involve the Rams.
What would that be?
That would be Solon 19, Mount Vernon 0.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think people are underestimating Coach Miller and Solon a little this year.
Just the way they like it. They want to probably prove everybody wrong.
Here it's Washington on top at halftime. By the way, we will have scores and more coming your way. And that will be after the game here on the Eastern Iowa Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. So stay tuned for that. As Mark Bliss and his Hawks waiting to come out of the locker room for the second half kickoff here in just a little bit. Only 66 total yards in that first half for his Prairie offense. So.
Yeah, and I guess that I'm guessing that the word self-inflicted wounds might come out in his interview too.
Can't be real unhappy with the defensive effort, though.
Well, the defense has been getting in there, but offensively, they just have not found the wherewithal to move that ball.
Washington getting ready to come out of the northeast tunnel. Prairie will come out of the southeast tunnel. Next week, Paragames right back here at Kingston. Presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. We will see these Hawks next Thursday night in the Kolach Bowl. It'll be Prairie and Jefferson. West Side Supremacy on the line next Thursday night. We'll have it for you on KGYM. And then on Friday night, we'll see the Warriors again.
Yes, the annual.
As they take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the crosstown rivalry with that one. That'll be coming up next Thursday and Friday here on your north side of things. Wash back out onto the field. Awaiting the Prairie Hawks. They're gathered in the southeast tunnel, and we'll hear from head coach Mark Bliss here and his thoughts coming up as they get ready to go into the second half here. As the only touchdown, a Haven Henningsen 46-yard scamper on fourth down as Prairie makes their way back out of the tunnel. The pre-made tunnel.
Yeah, this just doesn't seem right. The players crash through, but it's not paper, so they don't create a hole. There's Velcro strips going horizontal or vertically down, so all they got to do is break the Velcro.
Break your Velcro. All right, Jeff's on the hunt here. He's going to chase down Mark Bliss as the Hawks make their way back out onto the field. And I think Jeff has caught up with the coach, and we'll let him get caught his breath, and we'll go to the far side. Jeff, go ahead. Well, it's a little bit of a problem there, but we'll get that ironed out and get it taken care of here. As I'm sure I can tell what Mark Lewis is saying. Self-inflicted root wounds.
Well, offensively, he can't be very happy with what his team has done so far, but I'm sure that Mark Bliss is not the kind of guy that's going to get upset with his team. There was no screaming and yelling from Mark Bliss. I'm sure he just, with geometric logic, explained to them why what they did in the first half is not going to get it done.
Nope. And Prairie back out, Washington back out. Warriors are going to get the ball first, so this is going to be a very interesting first drive of the second half with the Wash offense and the Prairie defense.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Scott, because if Wash goes down and scores to go up two possessions right away, they got a whole different complexion to this game than if the defense for Prairie holds and then they get in turn go down and score and not the game up at 7-7. So, yeah, this is a huge possession here for both teams.
Got an update from Randy Krejci over at Thomas Park. I would like to say now, and I said this at our get-together here, that Gazette kickoff we had about a week ago. I point-blank told Tim Lovell, I put you guys in the top 10. I think you got a good team. You got to prove it on the field. 33-16, Marion leading Union at halftime.
Oh, my.
Of course, I also had Union in the in the top five.
Well, if you've ever been around Marion Indian coach Tim Lovell, he's an excitable guy, and you know that he passes that excitement on to his program, and they are up and coming. They've got a lot of great athletes. My goodness, weren't they the state track champions last year,
Scott? Yes, they
were. So, I mean, they've got the weapons that they need. He's got big linemen. He's got enthusiastic coaching staff, and we're going to be out there two, if not three times this year.
Yeah, a couple times we'll see him against CPU and then also in that big one against West Delaware coming up at the end of the year, and have him on the South and North gyms against Clear Creek Amana.
Yeah, I don't think that even though they had a 5-4 winning season last year, they were happy with missing the playoffs. And this group, that senior-led group over there at Thomas Park this year, I think they want more than just having a winning season.
All right, both teams back out, and we are just about set to get the second half underway, as Prairie will kick off from right to left, and the Hawks will defend the south goal here to start the third quarter. And for Washington, Keon Smith-Allen and Braden Wright will drop back. Twin safeties for the Warriors. Smith-Allen. And he will go to the far side, and Braden Wright will go to the near side. Wright had a good, terrific first half. And by the way, back this year, we're going to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game at the end of this one.
Very good.
Braden Wright's in there. Here's the approach and the squib kick, and it bounces off one of the upbacks for the Warriors, Brooklyn Butler, and then he goes back to field it, muffed it, and then fell on it at about the 23-yard line. And that's where Washington will put it into play, first down and 10 after the kickoff. As Brian Cundy, the quarterback, Haven Henningsen, he featured back for Washington. They've gone two tight ends pretty much all night here.
Now, they've sacrificed that fullback that Paul James used to use, and they've put in an extra tight end. That's the difference.
That would be Brooklyn Butler and Parks McBride. They're going to go double tights here. Jared Sherman under center. Or as the center, I should say. Cundy looking over at both Frank Sherman and Jason Wood, the co-offensive coordinators. First down from the 23-yard line. He gets four-man front, puts him down on the handoff straight ahead, flagged down again. Why not? And Haven Henningsen brought down as he tried to kick it to the outside, and a hold on Washington. And there have been a lot of flags. And was a gain of maybe a half a yard. I think they'll probably push the Warriors back.
Yeah, flag was thrown right about at the line of scrimmage, so it's got to go back 10 from there, and that's kind of a no-brainer.
Going to be a hold on Washington, and that will cost him 10. Just underway, second half. 7-0, Washington on top of Prairie. Up front for the Warriors, Todd, Stewart, Sherman, LaGrange, and Potter. We had the double tight end look from the 13-yard line. Short drop, and the quick out is low and incomplete. Catching it on the hop was Braden Wright. And Cundy now 5 out of 8 tonight. It'll be second down and long coming up for Washington.
No real changes in alignment for Jim Dossel's defense at Prairie. 4 down linemen, 4 linebackers in there. Kind of a straight 44 with a cover 3 look. Just trying to neutralize that double tight end alignment that Wash's offense is putting out there.
So second down. Warriors right in the middle of the field. Sends One receiver left, the other one to the right. Smith Allen out to the right side. Smith showing blitz and on the counter give to Haven Henningsen. Spins away from one and a short gain. Got out to about the 13-yard line. And the tackle made there for Prairie by Shane Smith. Prairie has four Smiths on the team.
Not all spelled the same either.
No. So a third down upcoming, and neither team has had success. Henningsen with that run, though, up to 100 yards tonight.
As he did in the first half, he tried bouncing that out, but a much better job of contained by the Prairie defense on that play.
Third and long, third down, and almost 20. Twins out to the near side, and Cundy a short drop. Looking that way, a little hitch and go, trying to get it out to Smith. Allen, who caught it, falling backwards at the 41-yard line. It looked like the Prairie defender had a beat on it. That was Brady Pinter, and he just jumped a little early.
Yep, ball underthrown, so both the receiver and defender had to turn around. Their backs to the goal line. Good concentration.
Gain of 28 on the catch, and the first down. Give Henningsen, slashing left side, and not much. Got about two to the 43-yard line. Getting up off the bottom of the pile that time was... Who else? Caleb West, and he's been terrific tonight for the Prairie Hawks.
He has eaten up a lot of Wash linemen tonight.
Second down and nine. 10:20 remaining third quarter, 7-0 Washington. Right to the left, Smith Allen to the right. Henningsen, the lone setback on second down, and a little more than eight. Long count, and Prairie jumped again. Four times tonight.
Hard counts got him, and again, it's not just one D lineman. There's two that went that time.
And Jim Dostal, Prairie's defensive coordinator, is not going to be a happy guy with this.
You know, when you're coaching D line in fundamentals, you know, you get sick of saying, watch the ball. Don't listen to anything. Watch the ball. You are launched by the ball.
Second down and three. Off the fake, Cundy. Rolling to the right side. As time throws up field along the sideline, Smith Allen with a catch. Out of bounds. Inside the Prairie 40, down to the 37. Pinter there and Levi Usher also there for the Hawks.
Yeah, Smith Allen kind of being the go-to man here now with Cade Saylor off.
And the Warriors getting something going here. Second catch of the drive for 34 yards.
Play action has been very good to Mr. Cundy.
First down and 10. From the 37-yard line. Counter give right side, Henningsen up the middle to the 30 and inside the 30, brought down to the 28 by Gavin Dooley. That time was Nolan Potter leading the way.
Boy, he runs hard though. Henningsen has got that great shoulder lean. The body, the head, and the shoulder pads are out in front of his feet all the time.
Brooklyn Butler, the tight end right, Parks McBride on the left. On second down and short, off the fake, Cundy rolling to the left side, looking, throws downfield, has a man at the 5-yard line. Close to the end zone, I believe. Coming up with a catch, that time for the Warriors, was that Snitker? No, that was Butler. Brooklyn Butler came up with it, the second tight end.
Scott, there were three receivers that were so wide open on that play, Cundy had his choice of any one of them.
First down goal for Washington. And this has been a terrific play-calling drive. Quarterback sneak going left and in for the touchdown, Brian Cundy. And a 13-0 Wash lead. Tell you what, one coordinator, two coordinators, they called a terrific drive that time.
Well, that's exactly how you would script it if you're a Washington coach. Coming out of the locker room and getting that ball, they just marched right down the field, starting at their own 23, and just methodically took it into the end zone.
Cundy, the last 1 yard on the run, and Andrew Hammer will try the extra point out of the hole to Brian Cundy. Good snap, plays down, and the kick is up and good. And the Warriors go total of 77 yards in 3 minutes. Washington 14 And Prairie, nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff at Kingston after this here on KGYM Sports.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Washington fans rocking and rolling underneath as Brian Cundy with a terrific drive. He was 3 of 4 for 72 yards on that drive.
Was disjointed as both offenses looked in the first half. Cundy came out and looked like mid-season form there on that drive.
That was a thing of beauty. Hammer to kick it away from left to right. A high end-over-end kick and returnable, though. Simmons at the 2-yard line from the left side, angling to the right. 2 of the 10, got a block, turns the corner, 15, up the numbers to the 20, and across the 30 and out to the 31-yard line. Pretty good return that time. And now we talked about that first drive. Now Prairie needs to get things rolling here.
They really do. They need to respond and get something on the board on this possession.
29 yards on that return. We'll go down to Jeff after this play here. That was a thing of beauty, that drive by Cedar Rapids Washington to go up 14-0. And now the onus on the Prairie Hawks. First down, Prairie. Rainer in there at the quarterback spot. One setback, twin receivers to the left. Now they'll bring a man in motion, and on the jet sweep, here comes Usher trying to turn the corner. Splits defenders, a stiff arm, and then slips as he tried to get around Lincoln Riley. Crossed the 40, going to be close to a first down at about the 41-yard line, and I think they're going to give it to him. Or will they take a look? Yeah, according to the spot, that will move the chains, and that'll be a first down. Jeff, we'll go down to you real quick on the sideline.
All right, thanks, Scott. I think we had some technical difficulties a little earlier on the other side there, but really what Coach Mark Bliss said is our defense is playing great, but I can't remember the last time I got shut out in a football game in the first half.
Inside handoff, thank you very much. Braxton Zimmerman, and he'll take it close to the 50-yard line, down to about the 49-yard line. He will go for 7. And Jeff, you can see that Mark Bliss is not a guy that's going to do a lot of screaming and yelling. He's a very subdued guy, and now down 14, he's still not going to change his persona.
Yep, very calm, very collected. Probably not what he wanted to see on that first defensive drive from his team, a very methodical Washington drive, but look for a little more of that Levi Usher that we just saw on first down there for the Prairie Hawks.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Rainer on the inside, handoff to Zimmerman, and he was avalanched by Mason Hatfield, who's in there. I think he's in there for Tompkins right now, John, and playing himself a good game as a backup.
Well, there's some Warriors that maybe are going to get a little more time tonight defensively than they thought they were going to because of those injuries, but also because so many Wash guys go both ways. You know, in a 48-minute game, you've really got to give those guys some blows every so often. Rotation here in this third quarter for Wash is going to be critical.
Third down, and Prairie tonight is 0 for 6 on third down tries. They will send one receiver to the left. That is Smith. Send Usher in motion. They fake it to him. Rainer back to throw. Flush out of the pocket. Rolling left. Going to throw deep down the near sideline. And it is broken up by Smith Allen, who made a great play on it. Stepping in front of Gavin Dooley, the intended receiver. That was athleticism.
Just a lot of improvisation on that pass. But a great breakup at the last second there by Smith Allen, who came in. And if he doesn't get his hand and bat that away, that goes the distance for Prairie. He gets a touchdown.
But the Hawks to punt again. And I think for the first time tonight, we're seeing a little bit of a heads hanging low for Prairie. Usher from the 48 gets a good snap. Warrior setting up the return. Good punt. And we'll send Riley back to the 5. Fields it, comes to the right at the 10. Little stutter move to the 15-yard line and thrown down right there by Jaron Lathrop. Hamilton also down there as well.
But as you said, just another booming kick by Usher.
Got a pretty good leg as well as a pretty good arm. 6:55 to play here in the third. And the Warriors will get it back up 14-0. And big, again, another big possession for both the offense and the defense here.
Wash can keep Henningsen getting positive yardage on his rushes. That play action game is going to be wide open again.
Brian Cundy under center, the two-year starter. Prairie showing the outside blitz. Here is a delay handoff, and Henningsen tripped up by the blitzer that came in from the corner that time. Jim Dostal brought it that time.
Yeah, and he blitzed Gavin Haugen right into the play there, too.
And just got an arm on him to trip him up. So it'll be second down and 10. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Ross Snitker in there in a wide out right now for Washington. Second down and 10. Warriors up 14-0. 10 on the play clock. Wide side of the field to the left. They'll run it that way. And Henningsen falls as he gets the handoff. Cundy fell as well. So the turf monster got a couple that time. And Henningsen will lose a yard, and now it's third and long for the Warriors.
Well, had that handoff worked, Caleb West was right there to chew anything that would have come his way in.
You can't miss Caleb at 320 pounds.
And I'll tell you another thing you can't do, and that's move him.
It's going to be awful tough. First or third down and 11, make it. 5:42 to play, clock rolling. Prairie five-man front showing blitz. Al Smith backing it off for a moment. Cundy back to throw. On third down, looking to the near side and under throws, Braden Wright incomplete. Jeff says. And fourth down and a three and out right there for Washington. Now we'll see if there are any adjustments made on special teams.
I guarantee you that the special teams for Prairie said, get your hands up if you're on the line, because all of these line drive kicks by Henningsen have been blockable.
Henningsen gets it away. A little higher kick this time. Tail wagger comes down at the 49. Keegan Simmons starts to the left. Cuts through defenders. Got a block. 45-40 and into Washington territory. At the 39-yard line, Seth Simrau brought him down, and a good return of about 12 that time.
This will be the best starting field position that Prairie's had on the night as well. Only the second time they've set up shop inside Warrior territory.
Yeah, they'll take it over at the Wash 39 after the return. Not a bad punt that time by Henningsen. First down, Prairie down 14-0. As the Hawks need to get something going here. Direct snap to Rayner on the delay. Simmons up the middle. Big hold, 35, and close to a first down. Takes it up to about the 30-yard line. They just followed the big center, Reese Jones, a 250-pound senior that time. Score update, halftime, Kennedy 43, Muscatine nothing. 9-yard run that time by Simmons. He's got 6 carries and 20 yards. Gets it again. Bounces off the pile. He's got a first down. Tough running.
Wouldn't go down.
Yeah, got down to the 23-yard line.
About half the Warrior defense got a hand in trying to take him down on that play.
I think Prairie's looked the best tonight when Keegan Simmons has been carrying the football.
Agreed. And just going straight ahead, too. None of the outside stuff. No angles. Just pin your ears back and run north-south.
Listen to high school football tonight on 1600 AM KGYM Cedar Rapids. On the delay, Simmons, big hole, bust through 15, and should be close to another first down as he gets down to the Wash 14-yard line, and Prairie doing something a little different right now.
Well, I'll tell you what's different, Scott, is that the right side of their offensive line got underneath the pads of the Warriors and pushed them back 5 yards. It's easy to run behind an offensive line that does that.
Going to be about a foot short of the first down. So it'll be second down and about a foot. Inside handoff on the counter give, and this is Zimmerman, and stood up. Going to have enough for a first down. But Braden Wright was there along with Seth Simrau, and they'll give him 2, and that will move the chains again for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
This is one of those opportunities that Prairie's got to take advantage of, because, Scott, right now, Wash is in one of their rotation systems where a lot of their starters are out getting blows right now. So these are kind of the backup sort of guys on the defensive line anyway that are in there.
First down and 10 at the 12-yard line. Rainer shotgun, handoff Simmons, and about a yard. And that's it. Hatfield was in there. Lincoln Riley. Parks McBride. Yeah,
Parks McBride's not out. He's in there slinging away.
In fact, they're going to say no gain.
Here comes Andrew Todd back in the game. He just got a few blows.
Get him back into the lineup. Hunter Intorf coming out. Second down and 10, wide side of the field, left off the quick count. Rainer on the handoff to Simmons, and inside the 10 and down to the 8. He just took on a tackler and stood him up.
Every time Keegan Simmons has touched the ball on this drive, he's got that great body lean with his shoulder pads and helmet way out in front. He wants to put the lift drill into people. He wants collision. And is there offense for Prairie right now is playing with an attitude they did not have in the first half.
Maybe a little bit of a need to do it, down 14 to nothing. 2:45 to play here in quarter number three. And we're going to get a Prairie timeout. Timeout going to be taken by the Prairie Hawks. That'll leave them, I believe, with two. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Washington 14 and Prairie nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with more from Kingston after this here on KGYM Sports.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
And a big thanks to Rainer Door coming on board our high school football this year. In fact, they are going to be the sponsor of our postgame show, the Rainer Door postgame show here tonight. Third and 5 Prairie looking for their first third down at conversion of the night. They're 0-7. Down 14 to nothing with 2:40 to play here in the third quarter. Hawks with the ball on the right hash mark. They'll have the wide side of the field to the left. Four in the backfield. And the direct snap to Keegan Simmons and goes off the right side. Got it first down and close to the end zone as he takes it down to the 1.
Prairie Hawk offensive line just exploded on that play. Drove all the blue shirts back a good 5 to 7 yards.
This is a different offensive line than we've seen through the first 2.5 quarters.
You know, their pad level is lower, their excitement, their attitude, infectious.
Direct snap, Simmons again off the right side, and he's in, and Prairie's on the board. Touchdown, Hawks. And they pull within 8 at 14-6. They take advantage of the short field. They go 39 yards.
And I don't know exactly what to attribute this to, Scott. It might be a little of both, but Wash is on their heels defensively right now, and Prairie is playing with a lot of confidence, especially up in that offensive line.
And the Hawks, of course, last year, Joel Collette was a terrific kicker. And they're going to put out the swinging gate here.
Short of man.
As they will line up for the PAT coming up. With 2:27 to play here in quarter number 3. We've got the good one we thought we would have. And now we've got flags flying, and it's going to be delay of game.
Delay of game on the Hawks.
As Prairie will back up 5 yards, and they'll try it again. As Prairie will send out Jay Smith to kick. I believe he's number 13 out there. And out there to hold it for the Hawks will be Isaac Lindgren. He is the backup quarterback. Left-footed kicker is Smith. It's snap, place down, kick on its way, and it's good. And we got a new game here with 2:27 to play as Prairie gets on the board on the Simmons 1-yard touchdown plunge here, John. And Hawks showing some life here.
Yeah, and Mo blew out on the field, and he's got his defense around him, and he is unhappy. He is pumping his fist and throwing his arms. That tells us what we needed to know about what was going on that last drive. He doesn't feel as though his defense had their heart in that.
Jeff, give us the PG version.
The PG version would be, guys, I don't know what just happened out there, but it's unacceptable, and we need to do a lot better next time. So please do that. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you for the translation. Appreciate that. All right. And Mo Blue's the defensive coordinator. Keep that in mind.
Has been a very successful one for a long time.
Have the score show coming up. Jeff Downing gathering scores as we speak in our studios. And a big thanks to Zach Johnson and Juan and Ben back there as well. As it takes a big team to bring you high school football. Here's the kick. And taking it at the 6-yard line, Braden Wright. Off the hash marks, cuts it to the near sideline to the 20, 25, 30. Good stiff arm at the 35, cutting it back to the numbers and across the 40 and out to the 42-yard line. For he's finally brought down. Tackle made by Zachary Swart.
Well, that's just a pretty return and a good job of running in open space and then reading where people are going to go and avoiding them.
Tell you what, Braden Wright has stepped up his game this year, not only on the defensive side, but on the offensive side. Oh, by the way, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Yeah, who's playing at UNI now?
Who's going to get some big playing
yes,
time.
Yes, very similar.
Isaiah Nimmers up there for Mark Farley and the Panthers. Washington up 14-7, 2:16 to play in the third. They'll go with a slot man for the first time. JoJo Bragg's in there, and now a penalty flag will stop the play. I believe this is the first time Wash is gone with the fullback tonight. And it's going to cost Washington 5.
Yeah, they've had the double tight ends with the split wideouts flanked back for a good deal of this game. They've had twins in there, but they have not had a fullback here to this point.
We got our first final and our first upset. Wapsie Valley beats South Winneshiek 27-8 tonight. Here it's 14-7 in favor of Washington. Slot left, receivers left and right. And on the handoff, Henningsen start up the middle, cuts it to the near sideline and ridden out of bounds. As he will cross the 40 and get to about the 43-yard line. Osmond on the stop. Gavin Osmond, the 240-pound junior for Prairie.
Henningsen is going to be sore tomorrow morning, but he has delivered some hits as well as accepted them.
Yes, he has. Got the 5 back for the penalty. So it'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 42-yard line. The delay, left side, a little bit of an opening for Henningsen that pushes a pile forward. He took Caleb West for a little ride that time.
You know, he's just getting stronger, it seems like, as the game goes on. There's a little bit of rustiness that I think we saw maybe in that first quarter because he didn't get a play last year. But, boy, he's just picking up the pace now, and he's feeling his oats.
Gain of 7, and he gave a couple of Hawks a ride there at the end of that play.
3rd down, 3
coming up for the Warriors. See if they can keep the drive alive here after Prairie put up the touchdown. Cundy to throw for it. Throws the little in. It's caught by Lincoln Riley at the 45 inside the 40. And he's down to about the 36-yard line. He runs tough.
Riley, not the biggest receiver, but, man, he's determined to get yardage after that catch.
First down, Warriors. Their 9th first down of the ball game. Riley with his 3rd catch of the night. First down Wash at the 36 of Prairie. 1:05 clock rolling here in quarter number 3. Braden Wright up top to the left. Henningsen the lone setback. Off the long count, off the fake. Cundy rolling left, stops, throws a middle incomplete. And I think it was Parks McBride who's going to want that one back.
Yeah, he's not happy about his inability to bring that one in at all because that ball was thrown right on his numbers where his hands would be out to catch it.
All right, we'll go down to Jeff on the sideline with an update.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. One of the big playmakers right now, Keon Smith-Allen, he's been down twice in the last two drives. They're trying to work out cramps in both of his legs right now, so that's why he's not on the field offensively for the Warriors.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Second down and 10. Cundy to throw again. Going to lob it out to the left side, running under it, and it's broken up at the last second, incomplete. Defensively, Spencer Young closed on the ball because Braden Wright had a couple steps on it.
And that ball couldn't have been thrown any better. It would have caught him right in stride.
Third down and 10 for Washington. 45 seconds to play here in the third.
Brian Cundy throws a nice ball.
Two-year starter, came up as a sophomore, got some playing time due to injury. And he is a veteran out there. On third down and 10, they'll give it on the counter left side to Henningsen, and not much. Got a couple. Tried to cross him up right there and did not fool Shane Smith. And fourth down, maybe this has got to be four down territory for Wash. Too far for a hammer field goal even.
Absolutely.
And they won't have to run the play until the fourth quarter, though.
Yep, we're going to finish this quarter out.
And I don't think Wash is going to want to run a play before the end of the third quarter.
Officials aren't even going to spot the ball.
So we have come to the end of the third. Top 10 battle in Class 4A. Number 6, Cedar Rapids, Washington. 14, number 9, Cedar Rapids, Prairie 7. Back of the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to high school football action here at KGYM Sports.
Home, home on the range. With a deer and the antelope play.
An Australian doing an American classic doesn't sound quite right, especially when it comes to beef on a classic American hamburger. Yet some fast food joints use frozen beef from as far away as Australia.
G'day, mate.
But Wendy's believes the juiciest hamburgers are made with fresh, never frozen beef raised in North America. Of course, Australia is good for many things. Lovely people, great barrier reefs, just not the beef on a deliciously different Dave's Double. 100% fresh North American beef available in contiguous United States and Canada.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back at Kingston Stadium, the opener here on KGYM. We've got a good one, 14-7, as we head to the fourth quarter. Get you the total yardage numbers through three in a moment. Fourth down and 8 here. Decision for Mo Blue. And he's going to keep the offense out there. Brian Cundy back at quarterback. And Lincoln Riley out to the left side along with Braden Wright. Caden Bowie has been the wide receiver during this drive, but he's on the sideline right now. On fourth down. Wide side of the field to the left, and Cundy rolls that way. He's going to throw. Rolling, throws upfield, and the catch made for the first down on a bullet to Lincoln Riley at about the 24-yard line.
And Riley has been money in the bank on these last two offensive drives for Wash.
Gain of 10, fourth down has been bountiful for the Warriors tonight.
Well, you talk about rolling the dice, running a play-action pass like that. That's risky business, but Riley made it look like money in the bank.
First down for Washington on the fourth down pickup. Henningsen, the lone setback. He's got a touchdown tonight. Double tights. They'll fake it to Henningsen. Rolling to the right side. Penalty flag down, and so is Cundy. Almost lost the ball. He did, but he fell on it. This is going to be a hold. As that one was right out there in the open.
A couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, too, so this is going to be a pretty severe walk-off. Going to set up another long situation here, although still good field position for Wash.
And doesn't matter if you're Cedar Rapids, Hampton, or Atlantic. If you're out in the middle of the field and you're grabbing, you're going to get a holding call. And that will back Washington up to their 38-yard line. 14-7 Warriors as we start the fourth. And it's not been pretty, but it's been as competitive as we thought it would be.
38-yard line.
Under center, Cundy this time with the lone setback. Deep drop. Now rolling to the left side, throws in the run, throws sidelines, and it's through the hands of Wright, incomplete. Jeff, we'd like to make, well, we'd like to see you make a play on those. Can you, you know, you could have dove a little bit. But hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
They didn't get me signed up. Get me signed up.
All right. Second down coming up. Cundy now 8 of 14 tonight for 121 yards. And Lincoln Riley's been the principal receiver ever since the injury to Kate Saylor. He went out in the second quarter. Second down for Washington. Just inside the right hash mark at the 38-yard line. And the inside handoff, and Henningsen dove to get that quick hitter. And fell down and got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, ball was snapped slow, and then to get the handoff, he had to go way down, almost on the ground. It looked like he tripped on the rug, too.
That could have been disastrous. But the Warriors retained possession. Total yardage through three quarters for Washington, 245 yards to 123 for Prairie. It's been a defensive battle here tonight. We'll get you to Jeff Downing in the studio. The Eastern Iowa Scoreboard Show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Washington 3-for-9 on third down tries. Shotgun snap, deep drop, setting up the screen to the left side, caught by Henningsen. Gets to the 35, middle of the field at the 30-yard line, and brought down on a solo tackle. And a beauty back there by Gavin Haugen at the 28-yard line. Because that looked like it was set up perfectly.
Haugen doesn't come up and make that clip tackle. That goes the distance.
That was a gain of 15. And the Warriors thinking about it now.
Andrew Hammer's down there saying, give me a chance, but I just don't think he can do it.
Warriors are 2-for-2 with a touchdown on third downs tonight. And Wash gonna have to use a timeout. That'll leave the Warriors with two. Timeout here with 9:50 to play here in the ball game. 14-7. Washington on top. We'll be back with the fourth down play after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Fourth down and another big decision in his first game for Mo Blue. What will he do right here on fourth down? It's still 14 to go, John, and a 14-7 lead.
I guarantee you Andrew Hammer thinks he could make this
field
goal.
And he's out there. Going to be a 45-yard attempt for Andrew Hammer. Wind coming from the right to left here. Out of the hold of Cundy from the right hash mark. Had the first one blocked. Good snap, plays down, kick on its way. That one was blocked. And it's plucked out of midair at the 23-yard line by Prairie Smith. He almost had a strip down the near sideline to the 50-yard line. And finally, Andrew Todd collects him at the Wash 39-yard line. You talk about momentum swings.
Huge turn of events on a second blocked field goal attempt. And it was the exact same modus operandi that they used in the first block, where they came off the outside and just knifed right in front of the kick. It pooched up in the air and fell into the hands of the Prairie Hawks.
Spencer Young got the block. Spencer Young. And we'll go down to Jeff after this play, because that was a big time momentum turn. And Prairie's got it again. Second straight drive. They will start in Warrior territory. Zimmerman in there as the wing back, and now they're going to hold things up while the chains get set. And Prairie's special teams have been terrific tonight on blocking. Here's the inside handoff, double handoff. Braxton Zimmerman gets away from one, broke another tackle. He's to the 30-yard line, flagged down. He's down to the 20. Ball came loose at the end. I think Prairie got it back, but we'll see what the penalty flag's about.
Now, this flag was thrown trailing the play, and now the referee is signaling holding.
Going to be a hold.
But the flag was thrown well past where the first down would have been achieved.
So it will go back.
But even with the mark off, the Hawks will get positive yardage on that play.
It'll be a hold. It'll be first and about six coming up. As Braxton Zimmerman running hard right there for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And that offensive line for the Hawks, Andrew Kempel. First year as a paid assistant on the Prairie staff, the former Hawkeye, the former Linmar Lion. And here's a direct snap. Keegan Simmons up the middle is pushing his way for a first down inside the 30 to the 28. And he will go for eight. We haven't forgotten about Jeff, and we'll go down to him right now on the sideline.
Guys, in the second half right now, this is a completely different Prairie offensive line. They are getting off the ball. The backs are running so hard right now, and Washington defensively right now is completely flat-footed in the secondary and in the linebacking core.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Direct snap, Simmons fakes, now goes up the left side, 20, and tripped up, close to another first down. And looks like he might have it at the 17-yard line.
And Jeff's exactly right, Scott. The defense for Washington right now is back on their heels. They got hands on their hips as they look over to the sideline to get the defensive call from Mo Blue, and they just look like they don't have that fire that they played defensively with in the first half.
Yep.
And Prairie's got it on the offensive line. Something happened in that halftime locker room.
On first down, direct snap, Simmons up the middle, breaking tackles inside the 10. He's going to have a first and goal. Down to about the 7-yard line for Prairie. Runs of 8, 10, and 10 for Keegan Simmons, and he is up to 77 yards tonight.
And again, Andrew Todd, who was out trying to get a blow, has to come back in now because they've got a goal line stand the Warriors got to try and make.
Prairie trying to tie it up here. Wash has had two field goals blocked tonight by the Prairie special teams. Graham in there is a blocking back for Simmons. Gets it up the middle, cuts left, inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. So we go up to 8 minutes remaining in the ball game. As coming up with a tackle that time for Washington was middle linebacker Jared Sherman.
Boy, everything just straight ahead between the tackles right now. We're north-south for Prairie's offense here, and I think if they do any kind of sleight of hand and maybe do a counter of some kind, I got to think that Wash is going to be probably not at home.
Second down and goal on the sweep.
There
Braxton
it is.
Zimmerman to the corner, and he's got it for the touchdown. Zimmerman's first score of the night, and Prairie within an extra point of tying it up at 14-13. And that was a well-called drive by Mark Bliss.
Yep. And well executed by his offensive line and his backs. I mean, the momentum is squarely in Prairie's favor right now. Ever since that second blocked field goal attempt and then the response by running down the field. Two possessions, two touchdowns for Prairie. When futility before that.
Yep, and a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Jay Smith to try the extra point, left-footed kicker. Low snap, a dugout, and a kick up, and we are tied. 14-14 with 7:44 remaining. Right here in the ball game. And right now, John, now it's the first time Mo Blue has had as a head coach to rally the troops here.
Well, if you just look at body language right now, if you're at home listening to this, and not out at the stadium, there's a lot of people on that Prairie sideline, including the players, all jumping up and down and excited. And there's a lot of people wearing blue jerseys right now for Washington that are looking around for answers. Some heads are looking down.
Prairie and Wash tied at 14. And we go down to Jeff on the sideline. He's got an update for us, Jeff.
Guys, I think one of the most impressive things about that drive for Prairie was Levi Usher did not play one down offensively on that drive. And we talked in the pregame about who's going to step up, who are the other guys in that Prairie offense who are going to step up and do some things. Levi Usher didn't have to do a thing on that drive, and it was a thing of beauty for Coach Bliss.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Jeff. Prairie to kick left to right. Smith Allen and Braden right back. They're going to squib it, and it goes off, deflected by one of the up backs, loose at the 30-yard line, and Wash piled on it right there. That seems to be what Prairie's going to do this year without Collette, just kicking right down there and hopefully hit somebody.
And they have the last couple of times, too. But they've also given the ball up by the time somebody gets on it around the 30 or 35, so there's a trade-off there involved. But now let's talk about this offense for Washington. They need to respond at this point. You might make a case for their lack of depth showing right now and getting deep into the fourth quarter, and are they going to have enough gas in the gas tank? Well, it's time for Washington to show people that they do have the gas in the tank.
14-14 after the Warriors jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Prairie has come back. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Cundy's pass tip and incomplete. And coming in there from the outside for Prairie to get a paw on at that time was Gavin Dooley. Knocked it down at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10. And how this game has changed since the midpoint of the third quarter. Just unbelievably. Second down and 10, trips to the left side this time. Shotgun for Cundy. Inside handoff, Henningsen angling to the left. Breaks a tackle, 35-40 up the middle of the field. Gets into Prairie territory and brought down at the 40, make it the 38-yard line. Penalty flag, John? Yes, there is.
Way over on the Prairie sideline. It almost looks like it was thrown maybe on a coach on Prairie side or something, because there's not a player anywhere around that flag.
Could be a sideline warning.
Might be a sideline warning.
Yep, sideline warning against
Prairie.
That's what
it is. So the play stands.
Going to be a 30-yard run by Haven Henningsen. They spread Prairie's defense out, just ran it right up the middle.
Boy, and that worked, too. It was just like the Red Sea part there. Henningsen ran unmolested for a good 20 yards before anybody even came up to him.
First down in Hawk territory, 14-14 from the Prairie 38. Short drop, Cundy throws the middle, almost a one-handed grab by Lincoln Riley. And he would have been gone, but incomplete.
It's just that little seam pattern, and there was no free safety back there at home on that.
That's a skinny slant right there. Second down and 10. Warriors got the first 14. Prairie's come back with the last 14 points. Five-man front, make it a four-man front for the Hawks. And on second down, here is the give. Angling left to the 35, Haven Henningsen. As Osmond was right there for Prairie along with Gavin Smith. Or Grant Smith, I beg your pardon. Gain of two, and Henningsen up to 130. Well, no, check that. 154 yards tonight.
Man, he's toted that ball a lot of times. I feel like I'm watching an old Craig Jelinek Prairie tailback offensive display here.
Third down and 7. Inside handoff again to Henningsen. Tried to cut it back to the middle. Ran into his own blocker. Ran into Brock Stewart. Going to be short of the first down. And this will be four-down territory. There will not be a field goal tried here. I can guarantee you that. Fourth down coming up for the Warriors. Fourth down, they need a healthy five. Need to take it to the 28 of Prairie. Coming up on 6 minutes remaining in the ball game. Cundy, the quick out, and it's caught in a flat upended is Lincoln Riley, and he's got the first down though. Held on, and he took a big lick. And a first down and fourth down again coming through for Washington.
Yep, he has been money in the bank here in this second half.
And he took a big lick. First and 10 in this 14-14 game.
We've seesawed back and forth. Smith Allen battling cramps tonight. He's back into the ball game to the left. Three receivers to the right. Got Riley along with Braden Wright and Ross Snitker up there as Wash is going without a tight end right now. First down. Play clock's at 17 in Washington. Changing formations here. Now they may have changed the play. We'll see. Shotgun, one setback. Prairie showing blitz from the outside. Inside handoff. Henningsen caught at the 25. He ran right where the blitzer came from, John.
Yes, he did.
Caleb West on the stop again for Prairie after the gain of three. We'll have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game at the conclusion of this one. Hear from the winning coach on the Rainer Door postgame show. Second down and seven. Shotgun snap back to Cundy. Going to throw the right side and overshoots Snitker. There was some trade and paint going on over there, but it's incomplete.
Lockdown coverage. They're really, Wash fans are calling for a flag, but that was just good blanket coverage.
How about this? Fourth quarter starting. Marion 40, Union 16.
Wow.
Indians may be for real. And we'll see them in a few weeks. Third down for Washington. Third down and about seven from the Prairie, 24, near side hash mark. Off the fake, Cundy to throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws in the run, caught far sideline at the 13-yard line. A strike thrown to Snitker. That showed a terrific arm.
You know, it showed a lot of poise, too, because he got flushed out, and it looked as though he had no alternative but to run the ball, and he stopped, caught Snitker out of the corner of his eye, and just delivered a strike.
Warriors again move the chains on third or fourth down. First and 10 in the red zone. They're at the Prairie. We'll call it just inside the 14-yard line. Inside handoff. Big hole. Henningsen to the 10. Got a block. Five in. Touchdown. Cut it back against the grain, and Washington back out in front.
Well, that's the kind of response that Mo Blue was looking for from his team and his offense as Andrew Hammer comes out for a very important extra point here.
20-14 Washington. They go 70 yards. And if they were challenged by Mo Blue, challenge accepted. So, and Warriors go for two, and they come up empty.
The old swinging gate did not work.
Oh, my goodness. And Mo Blue is out wondering what in the world happened there.
Andrew Hammer was all lined up, ready to go, but they were in the swinging gate formation.
Well, we'll take a break and come back and talk about that because that was a big turn of events. 20-14, Washington out in front. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Washington tried the two-point try out of the swinging gate, and they came up empty. And we'll get more on that with Jeff Moss on the sidelines here in a moment after the kick by Andrew Hammer. Keegan Simmons back for the Prairie Hawks along with, looks like Levi Usher at about the three-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick, and forget about it. Mr. Hammer was a little upset as he puts it into the end zone. Jeff, we'll go down to you, and I'm not sure that's what Mo Blue wanted to get called right there.
Yeah, guys, I do not think that's what Coach Blue wanted, but Brian Cundy saw something, and if he would have just ran it, I think he gets in there. There was only one guy over there, and it was Levi Usher, and he was covering the receiver, and instead he tried to throw it, and the throw was just a little bit high. We'll see if that gamble comes back to hurt Wash here as 4:42 to go, and Prairie's offense has been on the move in the second half.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Appreciate it. So first down from the 20-yard line. Prairie down by six. They send Zimmerman in motion. Direct snap. Simmons fakes. Takes it himself left. 20, 25. He's to the 30. And Braden Wright wrestles him out of bounds, but not before a gain of about 20. Out to the, well, going to be close to the 40. They'll mark it at the 39-yard line.
Good job of bouncing that to the outside and then just running down the sideline. Probably shouldn't have gotten more than a yard or two out of that, but his running instincts pulled that for a good first down for Prairie.
Boy, what a second half for Keegan Simmons. He has got 100 yards right on the nose right now for Prairie.
He's run like a man possessed in this half.
Really has. First down and 10. Direct snap, and now they give it on the end around to Braxton. Braxton Zimmerman.
Zimmerman's the ball.
And he'll take it inside the 45 to the 46. White shirts are just pushing the blue shirts right now 3-4 yards.
They have been this whole second half, and you know, the last two possessions, Prairie's marched right down the field, and the offense took care of business for Mo Blue's Washington Warriors, but now the defense, it's time for them to step up.
Two timeouts remaining for each team. 4:05 left in the game. Zimmerman in the slot right, direct snap. Simmons up the middle to the 50 into Warrior territory and tripped up at the Wash 47-yard line. And that will be seven more. And another Prairie first down, their 11th of the night for 12 for Washington.
Keegan Simmons just running so hard that even when he gets a couple of guys convergent, try and tackle him at the same time, he's got so much speed and his great body lean, he gets another 3 yards after impact every time.
And he's a big back. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Here is the snap to Simmons. Start up middle, down to the left, and again, he'll move the chains. About 12 more down to the Wash. I'll give him 11 down to the 36-yard line. We've seen so many great backs in these two schools.
Yes.
But Keegan Simmons is a little different than the Prairie guys we've seen. They've usually had compact, quick guys.
Yes.
He's a power back.
And he's got great vision. That last play, he was running sideline horizontally, and he was just looking to see where he could cut it up.
They'll run the little option this time. And Simmons inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. You're seeing, I think, some very tired Warriors, too.
A lot of hands on the hips right now. Guys getting up slow. And there's nothing fancy here. Everything straight ahead running between the tackles. Whatever Mo Blue's got to plug up the inside, he's got to use it now.
Second down and 7, double handoff. Zimmerman on the in run to the 30, 25. Blocker in front to the 20. Cuts it up, lowers the shoulder. Gets to about the 10-yard line. Braxton Zimmerman announcing his presence with authority.
Just ran over Smith Allen as he was going out of bounds. Just ran him over.
26 more. And it's first and goal Prairie. They have it at the Wash 8-yard line with 2:53 remaining in the game. Might come down to whoever has it last. We shall see. Graham the blocking back. Low snaps. Comes to Simmons and not much. Stacked up by the center of the Wash line that time.
Well, that was just a wasted play. There was no execution. I'm not even sure that everybody was on the same page with what that play was going to be, let alone the low snap.
Second and goal. At the 8, wide side of the field to the right here for Prairie. As now they finally start the play clock. Raynard quarterback, not had a great night as far as passing the ball. They're gonna send Hamilton, the tight end, to the right side. Zimmerman in there in the slot for the right side. Simmons in the backfield as well. And he will get it on the direct snap and tripped up. Seth Semrau made a big play right at the line of scrimmage. Third and goal at the 8. Now the crowd's starting to get into it on both sides. Under 2 to play in the game. 20-14 Washington. But Prairie in the red zone. Third and goal. They've got it at the Wash 8. Each team with two timeouts left. Ball middle of the field. Crowd on its feet. Rayner inside handoff to Zimmerman. Coming to the left side. Bottled up. Caught. Pushed back. Going to be a loss of about a yard. I imagine we'll see a Prairie timeout. Haven't called it yet here. And no question you're going to go for it. And number 10, I imagine, would probably come in. Timeout going to be taken here by Prairie with 1:08 to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 20-14 Washington. Play the game coming up back after this on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rayner Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rayner Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rayner Door at 365-7894.
Bliss has got something. You know he does.
We'll have the Rayner Door postgame coming up at the conclusion of this one. You said during the break, if number 10 is not involved in this, then we got something.
The other thing I was thinking is that Mark Bliss, with all the tricks in his bag, he has got something designed for this one play, which probably will affect the outcome of the game.
Levi Usher into the game for Prairie. And he will split out to the right side. Twins that way, one receiver to the left. One set back is Zimmerman. They start Usher in motion. Off the fake, rolling to the right side. Rayner throwing to the end zone. Man out there, juggled and caught. No, yes, touchdown.
Yep.
Juggled it.
Four.
Looked like he might have dropped it, but caught it. And Grant Smith gets the touchdown.
Wow.
How about that?
He was wide open in the end zone. There was nobody around him. The ball was thrown a little bit behind him, though, and he juggled it right on the end line. So there was some question. Did he have possession when he went down? Did he have possession if he went out of the back of the end zone? But the officials were right there to make the call.
10 yards, and now the all-important extra point with 1 minute to play here in the ballgame. And a timeout going to be taken here by Prairie.
Timeout.
Just to make sure everybody's on the same page here. And well, we got a moment. Jeff, we'll go down to you. What a catch. It looked like it was behind him. Just take us through that play.
Wow. You know, you were exactly right. Number 10 was majorly involved in that play. And when they set Usher in motion to the far side, three linebackers for Washington all bailed on the play to go with number 10. Raymer brought it back across his body, bootlegged it to the back of the end zone, and what a game Grant Smith has had here tonight. He did juggle it, but as soon as he went to the ground, he completely corralled the football. It got ripped out at the end, but a heck of a catch by Grant Smith, and now a huge, huge extra point for both the Prairie Hawk and the Warriors.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Well, the extra point coming up here by Mr. Smith. Smith's all around. Good snap. Place down. Kick on its way, and it is good. And Prairie leads 21-20.
Wow.
1 minute left.
But how many times have we seen Washington come back?
I say, you got 1 minute on the clock. That's an eternity if you're Jim Dossal, the defensive coordinator for Prairie. This Washington team comes from a long line of Washington tradition of having 1 minute left on the clock with desperation and coming up winner. So don't go to bed. Don't turn the dial. This game is not over, folks.
High school football coming your way on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. KGYMradio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. We'll have postgame coming up as well. And if all the games are going to be like this, we'll have some fun this year.
Sign me up for Thursdays, too, if this is the way it's going to be.
Now, Prairie's squibbed the kick all night. And we'll see if Washington a little bit more aware of that. Warriors with two timeouts. Prairie is out of timeouts.
Yep.
And, in fact, Washington's deep receiver, Braden Wright, is back at about the 11-yard line. They've moved up people to about the 25-yard line at this point.
As well they should.
Prairie by a point, 21-20. They've come back from a 14-zip deficit. They're going to squib it. It'll take a hop, big hop, and one-handed at the 25-yard line and corralled there by Seth Semra.
That was the best squib of the night right there.
Yes, it was. Well, we've seen Paul James do this for Washington many times.
Yes, we have.
And this may be the longest 59.7 that Jim Dostal has faced in a while as the Prairie defensive coordinator.
Well, in his favor, if Washington's going to do this, they're going to have to get down to at least, I'm going to say, the Prairie 30-yard line, and that's just to get within Hammer's range of kicking a field goal.
And he's had two blocked tonight.
But, Scott, we covered a playoff game last year where Andrew Hammer hit two field goals in that game. One of them was from 45 yards, and the other one was from 39.
All right, first down from the 25-yard line, under a minute to play by a tick or so. Shotgun trips to the left side for Washington. Low snap. Cundy back to throw. Going to throw deep to the middle into double coverage.
Picked.
And intercepted. Right away and falling down was Gavin Haugen. As he anticipated that one, went into double coverage. And he's got it at the 48-yard line.
Yep, Cundy forced that throw. Probably should have looked off the deep receiver and gone for somebody underneath. He tried to go for the home run. And there were three people within the vicinity of that ball, and it just didn't have a chance.
Braden Wright is down. It looks like he's got a cramp. And Washington still with two timeouts, so they're going to burn them here.
Yes, they will.
And force Prairie to at least have very smooth exchanges right here.
Well, you know exactly what you're going to get defensively for Wash here is that they're going to give it to either Zimmerman or Simmons, and they're just going to try and run that ball straight ahead and get a first down. They get one first down, and this is going to be very difficult. There's going to be a lot of stripping of the ball. There's going to be any way you can do to get a turnover right here. So Prairie's going to have to be very good at holding on to the ball and yet trying to get a first down.
Walking off the field is Braden Wright. And if you're joining us late, Prairie was down 14-0, and the Hawks just flipped the page about halfway through the third quarter.
Well, they really did. And if you go back and look at your stat sheet here, the top two-thirds of it is for the Prairie offenses ledger, punt, 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 over on downs, punt, interception, punt, and then three touchdowns in a row on their last three possessions.
And a two-point try that went awry. Prairie direct snap to Simmons, bounces off the pile, got into Sherman, and he went out of bounds. And that's the last thing that Prairie wanted to do.
He was trying to get some yardage, but he does not want to go out of bounds like that.
Got three.
That's like an extra first down in Mo Blue's pocket.
That's right. And that will stop the clock with 45 seconds remaining to play and a gain of three. And the Warriors will be stripping at that ball here. Second down and seven from the 49 of Washington. Zimmerman in there at the slot. Here is a direct snap, and Simmons just right up the middle and just road grades for about three more, and there's a Washington timeout. They'll have one more remaining. We'll take 1 minute timeout, our final one before the post game. 21-20 Prairie. Back after this minute break on KGYM Sports.
Home on the range with a deer and the antelope play.
An Australian doing an American classic doesn't sound quite right, especially when it comes to beef on a classic American hamburger. Yet some fast food joints use frozen beef from as far away as Australia.
G'day, mate.
But Wendy's believes the juiciest hamburgers are made with fresh, never frozen beef raised in North America. Of course, Australia is good for many things. Lovely people, great barrier reefs, just not the beef on a deliciously different Dave's Double. 100% fresh North American beef available in contiguous United States and Canada.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Scott Unash along with John Hegarty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines. And Prairie, 40.4 seconds away from breaking a losing streak of four games to Washington in this series. Big play here, third down and five, direct snap. And this is Levi Usher trying to get to the outside. Lowers the shoulder and it's going to be really close.
Depends where they spot this. It's very close.
Blake Martin came up and made the stop. Washington's going to take a timeout either way. And, boy, it's close.
Oh, man. We've got a pretty good view of this, and I got to think it's they got to measure this. They just have to.
They're going to bring him in, and I think he got it. Jeff is trying to look over shoulders and whatnot.
I think he's got it too, but it's going to be oh so close. Oh.
Jeff, you're not going to be able to see it. We got too many people in the way. Go ahead.
I can't see anything, but I got to go with it. I'm going to say I think he got it by
I think he got
2 inches.
Yep, I think you're right.
I'm going to gamble. I'm a gambling
close.
Man tonight, Scott.
They'll pull the chains taut, and it is they're looking at it. It is a first down by about maybe an inch.
Yep.
Well, you're close, Jeff. You're 2 for 2 tonight, though.
And unless they fumble, that ought to do it for Prairie.
Big third down conversion and only the second one of the night for Cedar Rapids Prairie. But they get the big one right there, and now Washington without a timeout. Or did they credit them when they stopped to bring the chains in?
Yeah, they stop it for that.
Okay.
That's an official's timeout.
They will get the clock going. And Rainer's going to go under center. Now they're waving the playoff.
Now Wash takes a timeout.
Wash did take a timeout. Now they may put time back on the clock here. Well, this one's going to be, tell you what, you talk about a tale of two cities. This is going to be exhilaration for the Prairie Hawks. And this one's going to hurt for Washington.
Yeah, this is a bitter pill that Mo Blue and his Warriors are going to swallow. Had this game in hand, I mean, there was a point going into the second possession of the second half where they're up 14 and just futility on Prairie's part. And then all of a sudden, Prairie just woke up. And it was like they snapped their fingers and said, it's time to start playing football, fellas. And once they did, there was no turning back. And so pretty even Steven all across the board, with the exception of the inexplicable going for two on the swinging gate, which I can only surmise, Scott, we'll have to find out from the coaching staff, I can only surmise that there had to be an automatic call there that Cundy said was coached in practice, that if you see this, then you just automatically do this. And so he went into what he was coached, and it just didn't work out.
Victory formation for Prairie. Wash without a timeout, and there is the kneel down by Dalton Rainer. And they will not have to run another play. And that is it. So Prairie will break the losing streak against Washington. And the Hawks get the victory tonight, 21-20 here over Cedar Rapids, Washington. Prairie scoring on their last two drives of the ball game. 21-20 is the final. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and we'll come back with the Rainer Door postgame show from Kingston after this on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages. Okay, but what's the coverage like? Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Has the summer heat taken a toll on your vehicle's battery? Count on O'Reilly Auto Parts for the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies, ready to get to work. So every day at Lowe's, when pro customers buy in bulk, they get up to 20% off GAF shingles and up to 30% off Owens Corning insulation. And now through September 13th at Lowe's, pros get up to 30% off select in-stock Hitachi tools and fasteners. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for shingles and insulation discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Yes.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. We're going to hear from Prairie coach Mark Bliss here in just a moment. A happy bunch of Hawks as they will head back to the south, down 380 a little bit to College Community. I think Rocky Bennett's out there with some handshakes all around.
There's a lot of happy Prairie people, parents, staff, kids, the students, the players. It's just a swarm of orange and black over there.
All right, we're going to get Jeff Moss here, and he's going to talk with Prairie coach Mark Bliss coming up after this exciting 21-20 win. And, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Coach, it's really a tale of two halves today. Your team comes out, you get down 14-0. They score right away in the third quarter. And then after that, it just seemed like a switch got flipped for your guys offensively and scored in the last three drives. Talk about the offensive performance out of your team in that second half.
Well, you know, the thing about it is at halftime, I basically told the kids you couldn't play any worse of a half than what we did because we had nine penalties. I mean, anything that could conceal a big go wrong, we did it. And a lot of it's just the growing pains that we're going through because we have nine new starters on both sides of the ball. And very huge testament and congrats to our defense for the way they play tonight. Lights out, because offensively we sputtered really bad in the first half when we went in, and the adjustments we made, our kids did a great job. And basically we just challenged them, and they came out and played and showed some resiliency and did a nice job.
Coach, let's talk about that fourth down and goal from the 10 on the last play of the game. Coach Haggerty upstairs said if number 10, Levi Usher, isn't involved in this play, he'll be surprised. He was involved. He didn't get the football. Talk about that play and how it developed for your guys.
Well, the thing about it is that anybody that knows Levi knows that he's a go-to guy, and we kind of figured, or I was thinking that they would be making sure because they bracket covered him a couple of times early in the game, and so we figured that too they would try to go to. So we gave it to another kid, and then he came through. Grant Smith did a nice job on the backside route in the back of the end zone and caught it and did a nice job.
I think two of the biggest plays of the night for your guys was Spencer blocked two field goals tonight in this game, and that was a huge turnaround point for your guys in the second half.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Like I said, our kids, they didn't quit, and that's a true sign of a team that's going to go places, hopefully. And we can stay healthy. I like our odds of competing with people on our schedule, and that's all you can ask for as a head coach.
Coach, you'll enjoy this one tonight and this weekend, and then you'll get ready for Jefferson right back here on Thursday night. Their numbers are down a little bit, but the kids they have out are extremely talented, so it should be another fun one next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot more kids back than we do, and like I said, they got a very veteran defense back. They got six starters back on defense, so we have our hands full, and we obviously got a short week. We got to prepare quickly.
Coach, great win tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
All right, Coach Mark Bliss and the Prairie Hawks get their season started 1-0.
All right, Jeff, great job. Thank you down there for all your help on the sidelines. And look forward to seeing you for your first Kolach Bowl next Thursday night.
Kolaches.
Bring cherry Kolaches. I like cherry. John, what do you like?
Cherry's good. I think you could do apricot, too.
Apricot would be good.
Just pick one. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Moss on our sidelines tonight and all through the year here. 21-20. What a wild one tonight. Washington jumping out to a 14-0 lead. They led it 7-0. It was a very sloppy first quarter. A lot of penalties, a lot of mistakes by both teams, things you were going to see in that first game of the year. And then they came back with a vengeance. Washington taking the 7-0 lead. They did it on a fourth down play. They lined up in short punt formation, and Haven Henningsen took it in from 46 yards out. The extra point by Andrew Hammer made it 7-0. Warriors scored on the opening drive of the second half as Brian Cundy, he used his arm to take Washington downfield, hit a couple of passes with Keon Smith-Allen, one to Lincoln Riley, one to Brooklyn Butler, and took it in from a yard out. It was 14-0, and all the momentum was on the side of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and then lo and behold, the Prairie offensive line got going, and Keegan Simmons got going, and Braxton Zimmerman got going tonight. Simmons scoring on a one-yard run to pull Prairie within a touchdown at 14-7. Tied it up on the next drive, and that after a blocked field goal. Prairie blocked two field goals tonight, as Jeff mentioned. That was very, very key. And Zimmerman, a five-yard run, that made it 14-14. Then the Warriors came back on the next drive. Haven Henningsen taking it out from 15 yards away and making it 20-14. But then out of the swinging gate, Washington elected to go for two, and the pass was incomplete. And the Warriors led 20-14. That set up the touchdown with 1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining in the game. And that one from Dalton Rayner to Smith, Grant Smith, from 10 yards out. Extra point was good. And Prairie wins it. They got an INT right at the end of the game and got it from Gavin Haugen.
Well, a happy bunch of Prairie Hawks for playing the entire 48 minutes, never getting down, never doubting themselves that they could come back from that 14-0 deficit. And my hat's off to the college community players tonight, because that's what good teams do. They never say die. I think if you talk to Mo Blue in his post-game analysis tonight, he would probably say that it wasn't as much his team running out of gas as it was just the special teams blunders. When you have two field goals that are blocked, and then one of them returned to set up a nice touchdown, which ultimately probably decided the game. And then you also have the swinging gate play to go in for two when you probably should have just kicked the ball. I got to think you lay this one on the special teams if you're Mo Blue. But you know what? That's how you learn. And it's a non-district game. And so in ways, it's sort of an exhibition. You learn from it. You move on to next week. But the Cougars are looming. And the Cougars right now probably are going to want to lay one on Wash just as bad as Prairie did tonight. So it's going to be a tough week for Mo Blue and his staff and his team, but they'll find a way. They're resilient young men, and they'll be back here next Friday night, and they're going to give the Cougars all they want.
Let's take a look at the final stats of this one. Won by Prairie. Number 9 beats number 6 tonight. That by a score of 21-20. Total yardage in the ball game. Washington actually with the edge, 339 yards to 253 yards in the game for the Prairie Hawks. For Washington, balanced 177 on the ground, 162 through the air. Brian Cundy tonight was 12 of 21, 162 yards. Did throw the one interception at the end of the game. And the Warriors hit 7 different receivers, make it 8 different receivers in this game, led by Lincoln Riley with 5 catches for 42 yards. Keon Smith-Allen caught 2 for 44 yards. Saylor, before the injury, caught one. McBride caught one. Wright, Butler, Henningsen, and also Snitker caught one. On the ground, Haven Henningsen, 30 carries, 175 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
What a game.
Yeah, he was really good tonight for Washington. Warriors with 12 first downs, penalized 9 times in the game for 61 yards. 9 penalties for 61 yards in the ball game here tonight. For Prairie, 253 total yards, 234 on the ground, 19 through the air, but none more important, 10 yards for Dalton Rayner tonight. He was 2 of 8, 19 yards, a touchdown and an interception, but he threw the touchdown pass to Grant Smith in the back of the end zone, and the extra point gave Prairie the 21-20 win in this one. Smith caught one for 10, and Levi Usher caught one for 9. On the ground, I think Prairie found a star tonight with Keegan Simmons.
Simmons just, he ran like a man possessed in that second half.
Yeah, 24 carries, 127 yards. In the second half alone, he was 19 carries for 116 yards and a touchdown. He was terrific. Braxton Zimmerman, good as well. 12 carries, 75 yards. Levi Usher, 7 carries for a total of 54 yards in the ball game tonight. For Prairie, they ended up with 14 first downs unofficially, and they were penalized 9 times in the ball game for 54 yards tonight. They turned it over once, and Washington turned it over twice in the ball game. Third down conversions in this one. It was Prairie 2 out of 9. They were 0 for 1 on fourth down tries. Washington was 4 of 12 on third down. And the Warriors were 3 out of 4 on fourth down tries in this one tonight. And the time of possession in this game. Washington actually with the cushion in this one. 26 minutes and 24 seconds to 21 and 36 for Cedar Rapids Prairie. But it all adds up to a Prairie win. Come from behind 21-20 tonight.
How evenly matched were these two teams tonight, Scott? I mean, think back. There's got to be any of a dozen different plays in the second half alone that if you go back and change the outcome of that one play, changes the outcome of the whole game.
Absolutely. And special teams are huge. Wash got a touchdown on special teams, and Prairie got the 2 blocks on special team field goals.
It's just going to be miserable for the Wash people to watch the tape of this and see all of the places where one thing, one little attention to a detail, or one different outcome in just that one play could have changed the result of this game.
Non-district, of course, but Prairie starts the season at 1-0, and they avenge last year's 27-14 loss to the Warriors as they win it tonight here by a score of 21-20, and sets up our week 2 schedule next week here on KGYM, as we will be here on Thursday night for Jeff Prairie. Doesn't get a whole lot more fun than Jeff Prairie, and we'll be here for that one Thursday night at 7 o'clock coming your way here on KGYM. Then right back here next Friday night for the Intra-City Showdown between these Warriors and the Kennedy Cougars, and Kennedy just absolutely waxed Muscatine tonight. It was 46-0, I think, at halftime. And so the Cougars will be coming in at 1-0 into that game coming up next week. And then on South Gym, Alex and his crew, they go from Regina Xavier to Regina Solon. And Solon shut out Mount Vernon tonight in Mount Vernon 19-0.
And you know that's a decent Mount Vernon team.
Yes.
Drew Adams back, Cale Snedden, my goodness, that's a good team.
Shutting out that group. That says a lot, and Solon did that tonight. So Solon, Regina, and that will be from Solon coming up next Friday night. But we're off and running here, and we get the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard coming up next. And big thanks to all our great sponsors here. And John, Jeff, thank you, and we'll do her again next Thursday night.
Good to be back in the saddle, and everybody's happy that football's begun.
Yes, everybody's happy about that. All right, that's going to wrap things up. We're going to send it back to our studios about a mile and a half away as the crow flies, as it'll be Jeff Downing taking things over here through midnight tonight, all the scores from around Eastern Iowa. And that will be with the High School Football Scoreboard coming up. We have one more piece of business, though.
Got Player of the Game.
Happy Joe's
Player of the Game. We're a little rusty because we haven't done this for a while.
That's right. Throw us, you know, we'll get it taken care of.
That's right.
We'll get it taken care of. We got a lot of people that we can go with tonight. You got Spencer Young coming from the outside to block 2 field goals. Keegan Simmons, of course, he was terrific tonight as well for the Prairie Hawks.
Grant Smith with the catch of the game that iced it for the Prairie Hawks.
Caleb West was terrific.
Absolutely.
As well for Prairie.
In an unsung role in the trenches.
Yeah. Did a very good job as well. How about Keegan Simmons?
I think that's got to be the man.
We're going to go with Keegan Simmons as tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. Now we can send it to Jeff back in the studios at KGYM. Big thanks to Jeff and to Juan and to Ben and to Zach and everybody back there for all their help. Big thanks to Matt Dunbar here at Kingston for all his help as well. For Jeff Moss and for John Haggerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening. Final score of our 4A non-district opener tonight. It was number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie, coming from behind to top number 6, Cedar Rapids Washington, 21-20. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM and KZIA Incorporated, and so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 2 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.